vaccine spec. All right, you know nothing and be happy.
But this one is going to make your modified mRNA tingle. Time Lies presents Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. A new world order in music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the unvaccinated are still alive. A little bit of Pfizer in my arm. A little bit of BioNTech does no harm. A little Johnson Johnson does the trick. A little AstraZeneca so you don't get sick. It's booster number 5. Let's talk about Vax, baby. Let's talk about Doc Fauci. Let's talk about all the weird and countless side effects, maybe. Let's talk about Vax. Let's talk about Vax. Come and take the 7 shot. The 7 shot. With a little luck you get my. Oh! Myocarditis. You won't have to be rich. With CBDC, you'll have all you need. With central currency, we just take your extra wealth and your cash. And you can walk 500 steps, but not a single step more until the curfew activates and robot cops stand at your door. Just a small town boy drinking genetically modified soy. This ensures he doesn't procreate. Please stop breeding.
Stop the breeding.
We are almost 9 billion people. Please stop breeding right now. Start a Pfizer.
We just made you take it, even if you hate it.
Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. Now available on Spotifyzer and MRN Apple Music.
All the caterpillar tastes like chicken in vines. And mealworm tastes just like a steak. Ain't nothing better than a deep-fried butterfly. Or centipede protein shake. Be sure to check the cricket mag nuggets out. They're almost as crunchy as worms. And chew your great grasshop bus sandwich extra loud. Cause this is all you get. I don't care who you are, where you're from. Don't care what you want, you will eat the bugs. Know nothing and be happy.
Comes a brand new collection of hit songs from our beloved supreme leader. Time Lies presents The Great Here Set, Volume 14.
Everybody, jab your body right. Vaccine's back, all right. 1, 2, 3, and 2 is 4. Klaus, Schwabi, Schwab, and Bill Gates is at the door. Ready to put a patent on air and glass, cause we about to greatly set your ass. It's like this and like that and like this and that, so just chill till the next pandemic. Digital identity, you shall have until 20, sir-herty. No discussion, for it is mandatory. You will see. 15-minute city. 15-minute city. Stay close to home. 15-minute city. 15-minute city. Or we'll send a drone. You better comply. You better watch out. You better implant that microchip now. Santa Claus is running the town. Every meal you make, every bite you take, every single lunch with a crispy crunch.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. It's Wednesday, November 15th, 2023.
Oh, yeah, it's when you die.
Election Day is only 355 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes out.
Bring it out to me. But I'm tired of being alive. Tired of the bleeding.
Well, we've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you today. Michael Yon has been down at the Darien Gap continually. Then he was up on the Texas border yesterday. A couple of the reporters he works with very closely were kidnapped, and they were released. Looks like we're going to have them on with us in the third hour today. Hotep Jesus pops in with really incisive news on the state of the world and what's really behind the Israeli-Hamas war that's ongoing. We've got big economic news, so much more today. But obviously, the big enchilada is Xi Jinping arriving in the crap hole city run by the New World Order, a once great city of San Francisco, and being greeted by the heir to come of the Democratic Party, Gavin the Minion Newsom, that just went to China a few weeks ago and curtsied before the communist death lord. And then they had ticker tape parades, not in communist China, but in San Francisco, and he's set to meet with Biden, coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes, and we'll also take you to that and lay it out. But there's a whole King's Court of corporate leaders from the oil companies and big tech and media companies literally there prostrating themselves before him. Elon Musk is there to try to get more deals in China because China's open for business and America is not. China builds 3 new coal power plants a week. We shut down more than 3 a week. So quite literally, China is open for business. We are not. We're going to be laying all of that out today and explaining how we can stop it. The biggest thing they got mad at Trump about was saying America was open for business again. And in just 2 years, we went from the number 3 exporter of energy to number 1. The economy exploded, and trillions of dollars of investment flowed back in the U.S. for the first time since the 1980s. Because Trump said there's a new sheriff in town. The globalists have been exporting all of our jobs to control us and to be middlemen to make themselves fabulously rich, really since the mid-1980s. So this is a big, big deal. We are going to be laying it all out today. Now, dovetailing with that, all the different puppets, the head of the EU, the head of the UN, the deputy head of the UN, we have all the clips of them, the Davos group, Klaus Schwab, and now we've got Hochul of New York, the puppet governor, we've got Nikki Haley, who's the darling of the establishment, pledging internet IDs and total censorship, surveillance, and control. That's the first big thing we're going to hit right now. Infowars.com, the Don Salazar article. Nikki Haley calls anonymous social media posts national security threat, will force every person to be verified by their name. And with that comes the Internet of Things, the social credit score, and the end of free speech as we know it. That's what Governor Hochul is pushing as well. That's what the EU is saying is law now. And it's all tied to your central bank digital currency that controls every facet of your life. She said it recently on a Fox News interview. She also said it on another program. And then, of course, you know what the governor of New York said yesterday. Let's go ahead and dovetail those clips together.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet because, and I want it by name. Because when
what about Smug? Does he qualify?
I've provided them with my government.
If Smug is on your driver's license, then, and look, you can put Smug in parentheses, but I want everybody's name.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms. And we have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms. Our media analysis, our social media analysis unit has ramped up its monitoring of sites to catch incitement to violence, direct threats to others. And all this is in response to our desire, our strong commitment to ensure that not only do New Yorkers be safe, but they also feel safe. Because personal security is about everything for them. As I said, no one walking down the street or in a subway should feel they have to hide any indications of what their religious beliefs are. We expect to see people celebrating their lives, walking about freely. And that is no longer the case because people are living in fear.
Whether you're in France.
They have a right to do whatever they want here in the state of New York.
Whether you're in France or whether you're in Germany or whether in Australia or Canada, the U.S., or the UK, it's all the same talking points. Remember when those clips during the lockdowns when every major Western leader said, build back better? We're going to use this to build back better. It's a unified agenda. And this is just Nikki Haley following the talking points. She's not auditioning for the New World Order. She's part of the New World Order. She's an absolutely horrible person. And so is Hochul. And so is Xi Jinping, and it's a unified world plan. The world ID plan is run by Xi Jinping and the Chinese communists. It was certified 2 years ago by the UN. It's owned by Bill Gates. The worldwide unified world ID for the world cashless society is already prepared. The EU last week voted to enact January 1st, the new central bank digital currency wallets. The first group they're going to give it to is the illegal aliens with free money. Starting to figure this out. In Chicago, they give the illegal aliens $15,000 a month to come there. Starting to figure it out. Absolute total collapse and destruction of the country by design in a big, big way. Now, there's some good news I'm going to be getting to today that you'd read and you'd think, well, why is that such great news? Believe me, it's a big deal. Because if you understand this, you understand everything, and I'm going to cover it at the bottom of the hour. If we demand a human future, and we only buy and sell and trade
with things that are built by humans that give value to the human community before they get this grid in place and cut off the resources, which is already starting to happen, it's game over. Big CNN article, Walmart, Costco, and other companies rethink self-checkout across the world. They're completely pulling them because humans have completely rejected them. This is a story that gets no attention. I've talked about it for decades. This is ultra massive. We'll be getting to that coming up bottom of the hour. Continuing, I'm very sad for the dead 1,500 or so Jews in Israel and other people that were visiting that were killed or kidnapped. And I'm very sad for the people being killed in Gaza. But the media is pushing this for a larger design. We'll talk about when we come back. And it's a distraction from the real death toll taking place. 20 million people, it's estimated, by insurance companies, have died from the shots. 20 million. We'll be right back. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force and all that make me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do. Because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen. And that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Hey, everybody. Rodney Outbrown here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we face in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here, this is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation, and that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you're a new listener or new viewer, when you see me talk here on the air and then suddenly news articles pop up, it's not pre-scripted. The crew just types in whatever I say, and then, of course, they can find it because everything I'm saying is on record. 95% of it, 5% speculation. So when I say 20 million have died, it's between 18 and 21 million, depending on the global insurance company actuary. That's the most accurate numbers we've got as insurance company actuaries. When I say 20 million people conservatively have died from the COVID shots, that has even come out in mainstream news. I'm going to say that again. 20 million people. But Stalin said, rightfully, one man dies, it's a statistic. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. One man dies, one woman dies, one child dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Thousands of stories a day like this one. Healthy toddler dies days after routine vaccinations. Little girl. The poster child in Israel, 8 years old, that took the Pfizer shot, dead, heart attack, no previous heart problems. Heart attacks, blood clots in young people are up over 10,000%. So the entire corporate media, and no matter whether you go to Facebook, Twitter, it doesn't matter, is just flooded with Hamas Islamic propaganda. Now, just because I'm exposing that doesn't mean I didn't support everything Israel does. You can be driving down the highway and there's two restaurants. You've gotten food poisoning at both of them. You don't like either restaurant. I don't like the Israeli lobby controlling America. I got big issues with Israel, but I also know the communists and the Rothschilds and the big money and the universities and the establishment is literally supporting American flags being pulled down everywhere and Islamists running around and rioting. Same thing in Europe. And they want to conquer us. And now Israel's in the news. Their main politicians are saying, ship the Gazans here and to Canada. How about hell no, Israel? And that's a perfect microcosm or macrocosm. I don't like a lot of the things Israel's doing. I don't want to destroy Israel. I don't want to drive them into the sea. Like Harvard has officially endorsed the Hamas slogan. And there are a lot of diverse people in Israel, a lot of great people there. And if I had to say which group I think, you know, has worse leaders, I'd say it's Hamas. But I don't like our leaders here either. They're super corrupt. The Israeli leaders are super corrupt. They're all fighting with each other. Israel's been in a state of civil war for a couple of years. So people say, oh, I'm either for Israel or I'm either for the Muslims. No. They're both big, giant, diverse groups and organizations. But as soon as it was clear Ukraine and NATO lost the war against Russia, they flipped the switch. Biden gave the money to Hamas and Hezbollah. They attacked. Israel stood down. There's now articles calling it anti-Semitic to say Israel stood down. 80%+ of Israelis in major polls believe the government stood down. Of course they did. That's exactly why I'm pissed off at Israel. The leadership of it. Just like our government stood down on 9/11. I'm not against the American people or the firefighters or police or citizens that died. I'm against our government that clearly bare minimum stood down and then blew up Building 7, the CIA headquarters, 47 stories tall. So why is this being activated now? Because they're bringing in the end of the old system and collapsing that bubble and bringing in the new system. But no, I'm not going to sit here and be part of the newest thing. Oh, it's the COVID lockdowns, and then it's Ukraine, and then it's global warming, and now it's Hamas, and it's so trendy to support Hamas. But then meanwhile, over at the Daily Wire, Candace Owens is a great person, known her for a decade, since she went public, became a media person. Candace Owens says, I think it's wrong to kill all these innocent kids and to say they're subhuman. And then Ben Shapiro attacks her and says it's disgusting and outrageous. I don't support that either. You don't have to be anti-Israel to also not want to carpet bomb civilians. So it's a serious situation. But at the end of the day, We got 20 million dead, conservatively, from these damn shots. And they want to just move on and have us forget they did that. And I'm not going to do it. And I hope that you don't just fade off and at the same time not care. But let's talk about what's really hitting everybody. Let's talk about why 50 years ago, if a child had cancer, cancer doctors would get on an airplane and fly across the country to see them because it was so rare. Now, pediatric cancers are off the chart. Millions of children get cancer a year under the age of 10. Tens of thousands die, up to 60, 70,000, last number I saw. We are bathing in chemicals where they could choose chemicals that are way less harmful. I've had top engineers, top petroleum experts on, top chemists on. They've got all these chemicals that don't hurt people or have almost no harm, and they choose the ones like atrazine that hurt people. If you talk about a genocide, how about infertility? That's genocide right there of our fertility. CNN. Now, when I started talking about this 20 years ago, I was so ridiculed by the nightly news and the nightly comics and everywhere. Jones says there's chemicals in the water. And I do a whole analysis with documents and guests, and they would just cut it down to, I don't want them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Common pesticides in food reducing sperm count, worldwide study says. Remember this from a few days ago? Mercury pollution can make male birds homosexual, causing many bird populations to collapse or even become extinct. Mercury in diet making male birds gay. That's mainstream news. So we're being deliberately hit, just like with the shots, with systems that attack our fertility. And that's the main thing the shots do, is attack the testicles and the ovaries and cause miscarriages and destruction of women's menstrual cycles. They had congressional hearings 2 days ago about it. It's on record. New England Medical Journal a year and a half ago reported 83% of women that took the Pfizer or Moderna or J&J shot in the first two trimesters had miscarriages. 80+%. This is Armageddon-level death. And instead, we have all the cartoons and movies and Hollywood coming out and saying the ultimate evil on earth is what's happening to the people in Gaza. And I'm against what's happening there. But whether you were in Israel or whether you were in the Gaza Strip, the UN and the Big Pharma targeted you and your children for death with these injections. So while we're all fighting with each other over being Jewish or Muslim or Christian or whatever, the New World Order is annihilating us. And that's the bottom line. I told you 3.5 years ago, hundreds of times, they're going to cause a bunch of big wars and economic collapse to as the new diversion. Once it comes out, these shots are sterilizing and causing blood clots, heart attacks, myocarditis, because I know their game plan. And now they've done that. We're not going to let people forget because they're coming back. They're trying new lockdowns. They're trying more shots. They're doing it right now. And this is a life and death situation. And that's why this broadcast has got to stay on air, is because I figured out their algorithm, their New World Order system, how they operate. And a lot of people are finally getting caught up to us, and that's good. That's how we're going to have victory. So we'll cover it all. More on Israel. Israeli leaders demand West accept Gaza refugees. Wall Street Journal op-ed. How about Israel take all their little Muslim babies, all the little Muslim little sweetie pies, and shove them up their ass? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Very honored you decided to join us today. Very, very thankful. Very, very blessed to be here still. Despite all the attacks, remember it's you that keep us on air. And only you. All right, I want to, before I shift gears, the economy and the persecution of Trump, the American people, their program to come out with the guns, and the positive news I mentioned. Walmart, Costco, and other companies rethink self-checkout. That sounds like nothing, but it's a big deal. I'm actually going to get to that start the next segment, or I may skip the break. I want to say something front and center. I say mean things about Israel because it can't be a sacred cow. It can't be a golden calf. It can't be something we put up with when the leadership of Israel says we want America and Europe to take the Muslims they're pushing out of Gaza. That you won't take because you say they're dangerous, and I agree, you take 1,000 of them in, probably 600 are dangerous. So I'm really pissed about my family's safety and that somehow you think we're the dumping ground for this crap. That said, I'm not against Israel, and I'm not against the Muslims. But I'm not going to sit here and go along with this. But separately, I'm not mad at the people of Israel. Just like I'm not mad at the people of America that we have this horrible creature, Biden, in power, who stole the election, who gave $87 billion of infrastructure and weapons to the Taliban, much of it that went to Iran and surrounding Islamic countries, and $6 billion 2.5 months ago to Iran, who directly gave it to them. And when we said that, they said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. That money went for this or that. But the mullah said, no, we use it for weapons. So if you want to blame somebody, blame Biden, blame the globalist. But they don't want that front and center. But now the State Department is admitting that. So they wanted this. They triggered this. Netanyahu was in trouble. The Israeli government stood down. Five attack helicopters would have stopped those couple thousand fighters. They stood down for 7 hours. That is a fact. And we know Israel wants the Gaza Strip and now says they're going to basically take it. And then we're supposed to take the people from there. No. I demand Israel take the refugees. In fact, I'd like to deport Ilhan Omar and send her to Israel. Seriously, I am insulted. I've got the articles, the names of the leaders. It's all over the news. We got Breitbart calling for it, of all places. And I like Breitbart. We've got liberals calling for it. We got Harvard calling for bringing them here. And I am insulted. You won't take this rattlesnake. You say flatten it all, kill them all, they're all bad, which I don't even agree with that in totality. But then I'm supposed to? I mean, I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to take this. And I'm pissed. So here's a couple clips from the State Department spokesman, Matt Miller, getting put on the spot. Here it is.
I just do not understand why it is that you're so, you know, single-mindedly refusing to accept, understand at least the argument that
I understand.
This money is going to be able to be used by Iran, and that when they do use it, and they use $1 million to buy medicine from of this money, that frees up another $1 million that they would have had to spend on this, you know, without the sanctions waiver.
I understand,
and they can use that.
I understand the argument. I don't agree with it, and here's why. If they were sitting on that $1 million, they would use it for their destabilizing activities to fund terrorism and deny medicine to their people. That's the point I'm making. And so, to approve $1 million of say medical transactions to benefit the Iranian people, we believe those are benefits to the Iranian people that they would not have otherwise gotten.
So it's just a lost cause then. You're just saying that they're gonna
that
destabilizing activities
regardless of whether you give them
the waiver or not.
I think they have shown that they are going to conduct destabilizing activities. They were doing it before 2018 when the Trump administration gave them the first waiver. Which we have an entire set of policies to hold them accountable for those destabilizing activities. And part of our policy has always been not to penalize the Iranian people. There is no country in the world where we deny access to food and medicine and where our sanctions target food and medicine and other humanitarian goods to the people. That's true with respect to Russia. It's true with respect to Iran. It's true with respect to every country in the world, and it always has been. That is the policy of the United States.
And then what about the fungibility argument that you heard a lot with the money from South Korea?
Pause this for a minute. We put horrible sanctions on Iraq in 1990. Then Clinton gets in and by 94 triples them and cuts all the medicine, all the aid off, and millions die. A couple million. Half of them children. And you've seen the Secretary of State Albright say it was a good price to pay. She said it in the middle of it. It was 500,000 kids. It was a million total. Okay? Because it went on for a few more years, like four more years. So that's a lie too. So he's up here trying to act like, oh, we control the money because, you know, they use the money for terror and we can't get money to Hamas. We can't get money to the Palestinians because they'll use it for terror, but you just gave them the money. So they think you're stupid is what's going on here. Continue.
And then what about the fungibility argument that you heard a lot with the money from South Korea for the hostages? Why is that argument wrong?
So I will say we have heard this a lot. I've addressed it a lot. So with respect to the Iranian regime, it has always funded destabilizing activities. It has done that first and foremost. It's one of its top priorities. It does that whether its people receive humanitarian benefits or not. To the extent that the Iranian people have greater access to food or medicine as a result of
this is enough. I'm not going to listen to this anymore. It goes on and on. I mean, they think we're stupid. So let's look at these headlines. Infowars.com, it lists them. Senior members of the main political parties there. Israel politicians demand West accept Gaza refugees in Wall Street Journal op-ed. We got a link to it. Calls for the West to take in Gaza refugees, particularly aligns with Israel's designed ethnic cleansing policy of relocating most Palestinians out of Gaza. Leaked internal, and I'm sorry, that's a loaded term. That's what it is. I mean, they said we're going to commit ethnic cleansing. Leaked internal government documents call for Israel force out 2.3 million Palestinians from Gaza into Egypt and then send them here and to Europe. Here's the Wall Street Journal article. The West should welcome Gaza refugees. Europe and the U.S. accepted millions who fled earlier wars. And that's from Israel. No, 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 no! This is a bridge too far. Israel would never take those people in a minute. Because if they took 100 in, on average, 60 of them support Hamas, and probably 10 of them would blow something up or kill somebody. You don't want your kids killed. You don't want to be killed. You don't want to have your throat slit. You don't want to be suicide bombed. Then you do not send them here. And I want Washington that just bows down to Israel and bows down to the Palestinians and all these people to take care of our country and all the people that live here. Here's Piers Corbyn, who's a great political analyst in the UK, talks about the October 7th Hamas terror attacks were a false flag operation. The Israeli government wanted it to happen. And then a guy in a chair said, here's Alex Jones in his brother's Trump, whatever that means. Oh, it's Alex Jones to say that. The majority of the people in Israel, 80%+ know that. It's a fact. Why isn't it being investigated? Netanyahu says, well, once the war's over, they will. Bull. Bull. The globalists want worldwide destabilization. They're doing it. And I'm not against the Jews. I'm not against the Muslims. I am not going to be a party to this. And then take the war wreckage of it with a bunch of people with chips on their shoulder here that then wed themselves to the Democratic Party and leftist to then bring this country down. Here he is.
What was your initial reaction on the 7th of October when Hamas invaded Israel? You know, what did you think? What did you feel?
Well, I was suspicious from the start because the gates were clearly opened for soldiers, whatever they were, to come in. And, you know, then they were let out. So the whole thing, whatever it happened, was done with the connivance of the government of Israel, or even, they used what happened as a pretext. It was a prepared thing. And people died as a consequence because of the Israeli government wanted to allow it to happen.
Do I understand correctly you're saying it was basically a false flag operation?
Yes, it was a false flag operation. That operation on that day was agreed by Israel at the highest level because they let in these soldiers. Now, they knew the soldiers were going to kill people, which I think they did. There were also fake stories about baby beheadings, which didn't happen. So it's a bit like, the Pearl Harbor. The American government knew it was going to happen, allowed the Japanese planes in, knew some of their sailors would be killed and ships sunk, but they would get out of it the ability to join the war. And that's what they did. So here, the excuse was, it was an excuse, a pretext to launch this genocide attack. This thing they did on the 7th of October was clearly something which they'd been either tricked into or paid to do or whatever. It was timed to prepare for this genocide and to get the oil under Gaza.
I assume you've seen these posters of Israeli hostages around London, and I assume you know that many of them are pulled down. You know, almost a majority of them are pulled down within 24 hours. Why do you think that is?
Because people support Palestine, and they see that as opposition to Palestine and propaganda.
Why is it that they see, you know...
Well, I think, is that, look, what are these hostages? Now, listen, just go back to the 7th of October, right? What happened? The gates are opened, these soldiers, or maybe they're not soldiers, they're paid operatives, I don't know, go in, collect people, let them out with these hostages an hour or two later. Well, that's done in an arranged way. So maybe these hostages are not really hostages. Some of them might be. Some of them might be just, okay, we're gonna be hostages today. You know, a fake operation. I don't know. But a big aspect of that thing on the 7th of October was fake. It was organized. It was controlled.
And all over Twitter, they're calling for him and others to be sued, like I was for Sandy Hook, for questioning something that obviously, you know, doesn't make sense. So they did stand down for at least 7 hours. Most estimates are 8 or 9 hours. That's not the Jewish people that did that. It's the government that did that, the same ones that used them as guinea pigs, which, again, the Jews were particularly targeted. Only other place that did it worse was Singapore with the poison shots. So the people in Israel are not exempt from the New World Order, is my point, and we're all being played off against each other. Very, 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 very suspicious. We'll continue to lay all of this out. I want to get into some of the good news here in just a moment. Again, this story, people are like, why is this important? Believe me, it is. I'm going to try to explain it as best I can. This is the key to victory. If you want solutions, this is it. I should make a whole documentary about this. We'll go to this in a moment. Listeners, we're in the age of censorship and control. Populists are being arrested. News outlets that are independent are being shut down. Journalists are being jailed. And the system is doing everything it can to shut this operation down. And I have been nothing but 100% honest with you about the situation here. When we declared bankruptcy a year and a half ago, corporately a year ago myself, I said, if this goes through, which it is going through on the InfoWars side, we'll be able to stay on air indefinitely. But if we don't, we'll be shut down. And we're at the point where I have to pay half the legal bills of this operation. I don't have any money. In fact, I'm upside down. Several million dollars. Sounds like a lot in this fight. It's not. We have millions of listeners. If you just decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you already need, we will stay on air. But it is literally not George Soros that can shut this place down, or Bill Clinton, or the New World Order. It is you. And I'm not complaining. If you decide to not go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Ultra 12, the highest quality B12, those incredible things for your whole body, is the foundation to everything, then that's your decision. 40% off right now. If you decide to not go there and get our great private label series, what that means is three best-selling products from a top manufacturer that we discount. We were allowed to private label and sell it because the manufacturers are listeners. HGH Max Boost. Your energy, your stamina, your libido, your whole body, your telomeres, what it does naturally, it really works. It's discounted. InfoWars Platinum. Pain MD, same folks put it out. That's our name for their already best-selling product. Already certified, best-selling, working great, tested. Can't lose when you're doing that. Great natural pain relief. Pain MD. 1776 testosterone boost that helps accelerate and empower the testosterone that's already in your body to higher levels, weight loss, energy, everything. 1776 testosterone boost. It's the InfoWars Platinum line, three products, InfoWarsStore.com, Pain MD, 1776 testosterone boost, and, of course, HGH Max Boost. Another bestseller we've got because people use it, they love it, and it just does so much for their bodies. I mean, we don't sell it as this, but men take it, I've taken it, and it's like, whoa, this is like Cialis or something. That's what it does to your arteries, your veins, your heart, cleaning out the blood. The biggest thing you do to detoxify is take Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, another great product. And if you want to fundraise, because I actually get some of the money from that, get the signed book. The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. It's $100 or $99 to get the signed one, limited edition. You know you funded the operation. You know you stood up for freedom. We need the funds. That's the number one thing you can do is get The Great Awakening. It's twice as long as the last book. If you don't have the money for that, get the unsigned. That also supports. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your incredible support and what you've done. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get a water filtration system, get storable food. It's all there on the site. If you build our own economy, if you support the people that are fearless and fighting tyranny, we can win. If you don't, Katie, bar the door. Everybody needs high-quality colloidal silver. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country. You can buy the same stuff at Whole Foods under another name. They got great stuff. You buy it from us, it keeps us on air. Everybody needs this in their medicine cabinet. Take it orally or topically. Supernatural. I don't mean it's supernatural. It's a super quality natural product that everybody needs as a staple. Get Silver Bullet, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And out of that, I want to thank you all for your support. And we just want to ask folks that haven't, you're listening, you're sharing the links, you're sharing the thing. Great. Less than 1% of the audience goes and buys the product. If just another 0.5% would go buy it, it would fix the problem. You've got to support us, folks. We're fearless. We're fighting back. But if you don't, I'm not mad at you. It's your decision. But I'm actually flabbergasted that more people don't actually go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right. You want people to fight for you. You want somebody to stand up. And it's not like we just stand up and don't have an effect. We have warned billions of people, chain reaction, about the poison shot. Together, as an audience of activists, we've helped stop the new rollout of COVID protocols, which they tried. I mean, we've got important work to do. We are the talking point generator for much of what you see on all the other top shows. The enemy knows that because it's true. And I'm just blessed to be in that position. And it's, again, just critical that you understand how late the hour is. So I thank you for your consideration. I humbly ask you to go now to InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I could talk for 10 hours about this. But I'm going to talk for 6 minutes before break and 5 minutes into the next segment before Hotep Jesus joins us to talk about the waterfront, to talk about this. But this is a big deal. The globalists say they want a post-human world. They want to make humans obsolete. They want to isolate us in 15-minute cities. They want kill switches in our cars, which is now happening. They want robots growing our food. They want to make us obsolete so we're not self-sufficient. So if you go back to Davos and UN documents 30 years ago, they said we want robots, self-checkout lanes, we want big box stores and regulations to shut down all the small farmers. It's only big agribusiness can operate. And then we can make people have national ID cards and vaccine cards. They said this 20 years ago and 16, 17 years ago in Operation Lockstep. So if you don't have your smartphone and your pass, you can't get in the grocery store. Well, you'll go to a mom and pop. No, their plan is through vertical integration to shut all those down with crime waves and regulations and all the rest of it. So when I go to the grocery store, and I don't go to Whole Foods, it's owned by Jeff Bezos, but when I even go to HEB or other big chains in Texas, they're trying to make you do self-checkout. They're there trying to bully you to get on the app, and that's all out of the globalist operation. You go to the airport, you can barely find a restaurant now that where you talk to a human and order your food. It's on a computer, and then it's made in some kitchen, and now they're bringing in robots. They've actually got robot-run McDonald's now across the world. And even Whataburger's put in a personless operation in South Austin. So if we decide to not patronize the synthetic poison meat or the shots or the drag queen pedophile time or stores that have self-checkout lanes, if people just refuse those, it's not an innovation, it's a control, it will force them to hire humans, and it will break their back. And because profits have been so low, and you can go to a grocery store and they got 20 self-checkout lanes and 5 or 6 human lanes, but one register, and there'll be 50 to 100 people lined up around the store because they want to have a human do it because instinctively they realize it's a control system. And so now big stores in England that have hundreds of stores are closing, and all but two are closing self-checkout. All but two are keeping any self-checkout. They tried to force it. They tried to do it. It failed. Demand human interaction. Demand. It's not like, oh, we don't need any work anymore. Robots do it. They're getting rid of us. They say, go play video games and take Prozac and commit suicide. That's the plan. Go live in the metaverse. You're non-essential. So if we buy from local farmers, and don't just not use self-checkout, but expand it out to whenever you can, only eat at a mom and pop. Whenever you can, even though it's more money, go to a local grocery store. Because once these predators have shut down all their competition, Katie barred the door. During the COVID lockdowns, they doubled their profits on average. The average billionaire more than doubled their wealth. It's a vertical integration. It's a war. Walmart, Costco, other companies rethink self-checkout. CNN, a backlash against self-checkout is growing, and stores are starting to dial back on the technology after it exploded over the past few years. That was their plan with COVID. Booths, a British supermarket chain, and is removing self-checkout stations in all but two of its 28 stores. And there's a couple hundred here that are doing it. There's other companies. In the United States, Walmart, Costco, and others, chains have also revised their self-checkout strategies. They go on to say the customers don't like it. It doesn't work well. It causes more theft. People just don't want it. Some customers don't know one different apple versus another, for example. It just goes on. So we're not complying. People are rejecting it. People are absolutely turning against it. And it's like self-driving cars. Why do you not want to learn to drive a car? It's fun. It's good for you. They've done all these studies where humans are still way better than self-driving cars. And then Klaus Schwab says, well, you won't have a car soon because you don't need to drive it. We'll do it for you. It's all about paralyzing you from the neck down and making you obsolete. And it goes on and on and on. But again, it's not that a new technology is bad. It's all being deployed to completely control you and make you obsolete. So just reject the shots, reject the pedophilia, reject the open borders, reject the corporations, reject the big box stores as much as you can. I still go to them some. You don't have a choice sometimes. You're on the road. You got something to do. All there is a chain. Eat there. You got to go in here, whatever. The point is, when you can realize that this is a predatory takeover and this is how they're really attacking us, and this is a big victory that people are rejecting self-checkout all over the world. This is so important. They want to kill human interaction. Hour number two, more on this and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Got a big guest coming up next segment. Stay with us. But I want to get back to self-checkout and restaurants where you talk to a robot. It's admitted they're getting you ready for the cashless society. They're getting you ready to be isolated, put a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. You read this big CNN article, it admits that it caused more crime, less things being bought, the collapse. Walmarts, it reports here, are pulling out self-checkout everywhere. I was in Mexico a few months ago at a Walmart. There was no self-checkout. People aren't going to do that. We're building a world for humans. We're not opting in to a world that is against humans. We're not submitting to this tyranny. We're not going along with this system. We build our environment. We build the system we live in. But what do the big box stores do? They have insurance and they have security, but it's the medium-sized stores, the Walgreens, the mom and pops and others that have had the snatch and grabs with the Soros DA say you're allowed to rob $5,000, $10,000 in some areas and no one's going to stop you. That's meant to shut them down. Then you got to buy from Bezos. You got to go to Walmart. It's an economic war, they admit. In the article, they say corporations tried to force everyone to get rid of checkers during COVID. Self-checkout expanded at supermarkets. The early 2000s, stores looked to cut costs. And during the pandemic, many shoppers used self-checkout for the first time to minimize close interaction with employees or their customers. Yeah, you got to be isolated from the humans and be locked up in the gulag. And it goes on and on. So this major resistance to this shows deep down human instincts and really, really shows that this is what needs to be done. That people need to fully reject whatever Hollywood, whatever the corporate media says. Guys, cue up Dana White. This has gotten tens of millions of views on the internet just that I saw. I love Dana White. And he says, look, after COVID and all their disinformation, is what he says in the full clip, I don't believe a word they say. I go to a doctor when I have a broken bone, but I don't listen to them on nutrition. And that's the same thing. We have to exit the system. We have to stop trusting a system that's broken its trust in us. Here's a clip of Dana White.
I will never talk to a doctor about my general health ever again. If I break my arm, I'm going to go see a doctor. Right. If I need surgery, I'm going to go see a doctor. My general health, never again. None of them know what they're talking about. They're all full of shit. All they know is to put you on pills and put you on medicine. That's all they know.
So what's the bottom line here? When you shop at a store or you support a broadcast or you support a church or you're supporting culture, your money is power. That's the real democratization. And that's why we don't have a free market system. We have a crony capitalist system going into a globalist post-human system. That's why where you spend your money is the most powerful thing you can do other than raising good, straight, and strong children that understand the big picture. And that's why I tell listeners, in this collapsing economy, in this new world order, in all the attacks they've thrown at us, the more something's attacked by the enemy, you know that's what you should support. And that's why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to commit not to go buy a supplement that's super powerful, does a great job once, not to buy a t-shirt once, but to commit to say, hey, I'm going to shop locally. I'm going to start a garden. I'm going to go to a church that's exposing, you know, real issues and I'm going to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because when we got the Bill Clinton documents a few years ago when WorldNet Daily, like 6-7 years ago, sued from their Clinton library in Little Rock, the first thing they were saying when they got into the White House in 1993 was, our main mission is to shut down populist and conservative and nationalist media and companies, because if conservatives ever start spending money with other groups and build their own economy, it's over. And now that's what the social credit score and the debanking and the censorship is about, is that is next level because they want to intimidate the leadership. So we shut up
are shut down so they can come after you next. And that's what Nikki Haley's talking about and Hochul's talking about and the UN's talking about. They're moving into the social credit score before they get it in place. We got to build up the alternative economy now. This is a war of resources. You got to put your money where your mouth is. Demand human interaction. Demand humans at checkout. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. Get behind me, Satan! Down with the devil! Down with
this
the
devil! This can't be. You're playing the wrong message.
Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's been on fire all the time for years, but particularly the last few weeks and months since the attack on Israel. And he's been giving a 35,000-foot view on it. I've been wanting to get him on. He joins us now. Hotep Jesus, great talk show host, great researcher, great marketer, great entrepreneur. And you know, his big deal is suddenly all the floodgates are open in corporate media to the new thing. Isn't global warming or isn't Ukraine or isn't COVID? Now it's the Muslims. And I don't like a lot of the stuff Israel's doing. I think they stood down. I think it was a false flag. I mean, I think real Islamist attack, but it was clearly money Biden sent. But what's the larger picture here with Harvard and the big universities endorsing this? We got a lot to talk about in the 45 minutes or so we've got him, and I'm going to cover some more news after he leaves us in this hour before the next guest joins us. But clearly we said another big war is coming. That's going to be the distraction from the COVID deaths, all the rest of it. And now they're trying to trigger a holy war. Obviously, you could get boosted big on Twitter and everywhere else, Hotep, where you're already reaching millions a day if you got on the bandwagon. But clearly, the establishment is trying to create some type of clash of civilizations here. Hotep Jesus, thank you for joining us, HotepJesus.com. And the people can also find you at Hotep Jesus on Twitter and menofhonor.com. So, Hotep, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Alex. So, yeah, so the... your take on Israel is pretty much similar to my take. Obviously, the timing is convenient. We have election season now here, a.k.a. grifting season. Nikki Haley has proven to be a supreme grifter herself after her comments on Fox last night. But what's the bigger story here? Well, first of all, the next distraction is to create something domestically, right? Create some sort of event domestically. Now, it's been happening in spurts here and there. You have protesters clashing. You have Grand Central Station being attacked by pro-Palestine protesters. You have Jewish people being attacked. A lot of different skirmishes have taken place on domestic soil. Much of this planned, much of this known by the elite rulers. And that was one of my fears early on, where there's conflict in the Middle East, and because of all the vitriol on social media spilled into our streets. Now, much of this stuff, as we know, Hamas and Palestine has been supported by George Soros. Black Lives Matter supported by George Soros. We've tracked down some of these protests between the pro-Palestine socialists. I think Stop the War Coalition is one of them. And Jeremy Corbyn is partly behind some of these protests. So what we have is a communist socialist takeover of another people's struggle. But what's the bigger story that's happening here? Well, while everybody's distracted by the Middle East, what we are experiencing is a complete and total financial transformation, where money is going to change how it operates, both at a wholesale level and a retail level. Right now, the House Financial Services Committee is discussing Basel III Endgame. And basically what they're talking about now is, you know, what are the capital requirements for a banking institution? Now, we know what the capital requirements have been since COVID. They said that they are basically zero. You need zero reserves. But now Basel III is challenging some of that and saying that banks need to hold more money, more cash, more capital, which is going to hurt, obviously, the small guys. So what we're looking at right now is actually a huge transformation of the banking industry. If you look, you'll see many banks right now shutting down. You have Wells Fargo.
By the way, let me just interrupt you and say, bingo, 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 ding, 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 ding. We're coming to the end of the big bubble, the new rollout of the central bank currencies. They admit it, and they need crises as the diversion to bring this in.
That's correct. And not only, so the crises is going to be the diversion, so they don't see all the laws being passed. But then later on, the crisis is going to be the reason why we need the new banking transformation, right? So we have Basel III. Let's put that aside for a second. They're meeting about that today. FCC is meeting about total control of the internet. That's happening today. Now, let's focus on the banks really fast. So we have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, all these places are shutting down your local branch banking institution, right? And they're saying it's because everybody's moving online. So payments are moving digital. You were talking about before the break how we have POS happening now without a human being. This morning that we might start to have transactions happening without even your card. So the way the CBDC system is working, central bank digital currency is working, is through QR codes, and the offline payments are actually going to operate through your cell phone. So I'm guessing within the next 5 years, not only cash is going to start to dwindle, but credit cards potentially start to dwindle, which brings us into the key component of all of this, which is the digital ID system. The European Union, you can have you guys look this up, European Union have decided to go ahead despite privacy concerns.
That's right. They passed it last Friday.
Correct. Decided to go ahead with their digital ID system. And they're also in discussion for the CBD. So what I'm looking at here is that there's some sort of link between the digital ID and the CBDC. And it looked like, until this morning, it looked like the digital ID system was a prerequisite for the CBDC. But as of this morning, when I read the IMF paper, it's looking like they might not even be needing the ID as much, particularly for the poor people, because they're going
exactly.
to start
tracking. That's
you.
It. They're going to roll it out as a freebie deal to get people just signed up at first.
Correct. So the CBDC will provide incentives, and the poor will be using the CBDC. So where if you're middle class and up, the digital ID is going to be how they track and monitor you. And if you're poor, they're going to say, oh, you're too dumb to get an ID, but we'll track you through the CBDC. So it has this symbiotic relationship, the digital ID to the CBDC, where they both need each other.
Well, exactly. They've been trying to ram through both, but they've been failing because of opposition. So they're going to go ahead and just beta test it on poor people. Absolutely. But you made a key point here, and I've seen you criticized on Twitter, Instagram, all over. They're like, look at this Zionist. Look at this guy. No, no, you're pulling above it and saying clearly Israel stood down, but clearly George Soros and the Rothschilds, the New World Order, and the media are pushing, you know, 10-1 the pro-Muslim thing. They're trying to cause this clash of civilizations. So it's like that famous Indiana Jones meme where he's got the idol in the sand, and so they're constantly moving whatever the issue is to galvanize. So before it's like, oh, George Soros represents black people. Let's raise $50 billion and give it to the Democratic Party, give nothing to black people, you know, maybe 20, 30 million to the front people that run it. It's the same thing now. Now they've just jumped to the Palestinians. So they go from the white people praising and worshiping Black Lives Matter to now they praise and worship Hamas. And all it is the globalists hiding behind a new group.
Yeah. So Palestine is the new BLM. So now we call that PLM. Right. And like you said, they latch themselves on to this new struggle. That new struggle happens to be Palestinian lives. And then they'll couple in Islamophobia. Right. So we had.
And that gives them censorship. And let's not forget, Ukraine decisively loses the war. NATO loses. They flip a switch on the 7th. It all jumps tracks to this. Keep going. Sorry. Just dead on.
Right. So the press secretary talks about Islamophobia. Then you have Kamala Harris, or Malaka Harris, talks about Islamophobia, and really all this stuff is about censorship of speech. It's about just slowly peeling away the First Amendment. As you know, the Fabian socialists are represented by the turtle, used to be a wolf in sheep's clothing, and they like to move and take away rights slowly. So that's what a lot of this stuff is moving towards. Not only that, but also divide, right? Divide and conquer is always one of their tactics. But to keep people in a state of chaos, moving into the next elections, you had many people who were undecided if they were going to vote or not. But now you have this whole conflict and you have many people deciding that they're now going to go out and vote. So they're going to make this the new issue, particularly Democrat voters. We're going to sit this next election out.
That's right. But they don't want it to be inflation or open borders. It's the new cause celeb.
Yeah. So when you look at the last debate they had on NBC, which was a complete disaster, there was hardly anything spoken about domestic issues. Now, the United States government is supposed to be primarily focused on foreign issues, but it seems like every time they pass a new bill, it's about domestic issues, and then they have a debate and it's not about domestic issues. But what they do is they try to make the issue small-brained, right? Something that, you know, anybody can argue about. So the last debate was about abortion. So now we're not debating about what are we going to do with our veterans? What are we going to do with our currency, our economy, shipping and trading? We got APEC happening now. China has just landed. We're not talking about like the things that actually
matter. No, we're talking about, are you for the Jews? Are you for the Muslims? They don't care. As long as you only obsess on that, they win.
Exactly. And
then you're bad and I'm bad for a sophisticated message. Because, I mean, exactly. Our listeners are great, but even a lot of them want me to choose a side. There is no side. It's a freaking game.
That's the game. They want you to pick a side so you're then divided, and then it can use you as pieces on a chess puzzle. So if you're with the Jews, then you're playing as white. And if you're with the Palestinians, then you're playing as black. But guess what? You're just a pawn on a chessboard, and they're playing with you as the pieces. There is no side. The only side is to be an American and focus on what's happening domestically. What's been happening in the Middle East is older than all of us. So that is something that they are going to have to handle and they're going to have to resolve on their own. But while you're looking over there, what about here? Like I said, we're going through an economic transformation and nobody's talking about it. Basel III, CBDC, IMF is
talking
about
this. That's right. The biggest changes in human history are coming in. For beyond Mark of the Beast, total control, every tyrant's wet dream, and we're not even discussing it. So while we're busy watching all these wars and all the rest of it, they're bringing in the big one.
They're bringing in the big one right in front of our faces. So I know that the digital ID in the United States, a.k.a. real ID, is supposed to be rolled out in 2015 and got pushed back. So I'm estimating that somewhere around that time or thereafter, we'll receive the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. Now, let's talk about capital outflows. I know we're going to get boring for our viewership, but hang on, okay? So what's happening is The United States wants to lock down their citizens. They want to lock down their chattel property. And they're going to do that through currency.
And they tell you through the currency where you can spend it. That's key.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So the IMF in their paper today, 22-page paper, talks about capital flow management. And what they're basically saying is banning people from transacting in foreign countries. So basically what they're saying is if you want to be a liberated sovereign individual and you want to trade your USD for some other foreign currency, there are going to be limitations in your ability to do that. And this is the world dividing between West and East, because the U.S. doesn't want to see their money go to Russia and Russia doesn't want to see their money go to America.
And this is a big war summit with Xi Jinping meeting in San Francisco with all the big tech leaders and energy directors lining up. This is a big powwow going on. What do you make of that?
So the APEC meeting is this week, 11th through the 17th. Today, according to Secretary Treasury Janet Yellen, today is the day they're going to be talking about CBDC. She said that during her opening speech yesterday. So we're waiting to see some of those transcripts come out and see what they say about that. It's probably going to be much more of the same, where they say financial inclusion. They're going to be concerned with capital outflows. They're going to be concerned with damaging the banking private sector. So these are the three main things that they're concerned with. Obviously, cross-border transactions are going to be discussed. But the big thing is financial inclusion. But financial inclusion is basically saying, let's increase our tax base. There are people currently transacting in cash. We don't want that because we can't watch it. We can't tax it. So financial inclusion is what they're saying is, oh, black people can't get to a bank account. So we're going to issue this digital wallet, which will be connected to their cell phone. It's going to come with incentives and premiums. And they'll say, hey, 20% off your next purchase. Or here's
but you can only spend it where they say, and then they expand it out to every group. And now you can only spend money at the big box store.
That's correct. So they have like the dirhams, this currency, they're talking about just giving this stuff away, 10,000 dirhams to people who use this stuff, because people aren't adopting it. But it is in the IMF paper. It says specifically, it says two things in regards to restrictions. One of them is if you hold on to the currency, it'll tax itself. So 20% could come out every week up to a certain threshold.
It incentivizes owning nothing, having nothing.
Correct. You have to spend it. They want to push that money into the economy. So it'll slowly disappear.
So this goes against all the basic rules of wealth and success. It's diametrically opposed to us being independent and secure.
Oh, it's absolutely anti-free market capitalism. Absolutely. This is Karl Marx's dream we're talking about here. Like Karl Marx, Lenin, Stalin, you could have put them all in a room together, Mao, and they never would have come up with anything this genius. Okay. They are in their graves right now laughing hysterically at how people were able to pull this off in a so-called capitalist nation. And nobody says anything because we're too concerned with, oh, who do we support? The Muslims or the Jews? If you choose to support one of those, you're choosing not to support yourself. That's what you're choosing. But one of the restrictions of the CBDC, like you said, is what you can purchase. What you can purchase is going to be a huge, huge thing.
And that's it, because it's not that we're against the Muslims or the Jews. We don't do anything. It makes you feel good. It's like having sex with a blow-up doll. It's not real. Taking care of yourself and your family is real.
Correct. You have some, was it New York that was talking about? There is a state that is talking about, no, I'm sorry, it's either Chicago or Detroit, where they're going to have government-run grocery stores. 17
Chicago.
Chicago, thank you. So Chicago wants government-run grocery stores. This sounds like, Bolshevik Russia right now. And so think about that. Chicago, government stores. Well, what currency will you need to purchase at this place?
Exactly.
Obviously, a CBDC.
And that's why they got to shut everything off to make you use it.
Correct. Then you have some of these states are starting to get smart and use Article 1, Section 8 to their own advantage, where it says that
Only gold and silver can be transacted as a currency outside of the legal tender. And some states are working to create a stable coin backed by gold. And stable coins are going to be a thing. So you have this world of stable coins and CBDC, which work kind of side by side. So the best example of a CBDC right now that nobody is talking about is JP Morgan coin or JPM coin. Now the JPM coin is doing $1 billion in transaction each day. And this is just at the wholesale level. Now we know that the Federal Reserve was created at Jekyll Island by JP Morgan and company. So this is a machination of the JP Morgan cartel.
It's the top
syndicate.
Of the pyramid.
Correct. So when you have the people who created this, the Federal Reserve, modern day, obviously we know Jamie Dimon used to sit on the board of the Federal Reserve while being CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Let's put that aside for a moment. They're working on JPM coin. Now they say, oh, the Federal Reserve cannot issue a CBDC without congressional approval. Okay, this may be true, but they're definitely exploring that. Just the other day, we had an anti-CBDC bill get introduced by Republicans, and it basically said, we want to stop all funding. Basically, this is because, you know, Biden pushed out the CBDC bill, the executive order to explore CBDCs. And they're basically saying that's unconstitutional. You're not allowed to look at a new form of money without congressional approval. So there's some bills being introduced.
Well, that was my next question. How do we stop this? How do we do this? How do we protect ourselves from the Chi-Coms and the EU? They're going to roll it out first.
So let's go down the line of who has them, right? In order. So Bahamas got it first. Nigeria got it second. And then, third was Jamaica, right? So obviously, you know that they target black populations first. Okay. So what do you think is going to happen in America? Under the guise of financial inclusion, they're going to target the black community first. So,
by the way, that's true. They're literally targeting black countries. What's the point there?
Yeah. Same thing with the vaccine, right? When you had Stanley Plotkin was pushing his vaccines out there. This is a guy who worked with Dr. Fauci many moons ago, and they tested millions of people affected by their vaccines. Go look at the Stanley Plotkin deposition. He said, did many of those people come out with defects? He said, yeah, it happened. 8-hour deposition, right? So they use these impoverished third world nations as test grounds.
Incubators.
Not only as incubators, right? Not only for vaccines, but now also for financial apparatuses. And this has been going on a while through the IMF, right? And the IMF siphons money from countries through their SDR mechanism. Anyway, so another thing the IMF talks about is financial literacy. So they want to get to the minds of black people before you do. So what they're going to do is they're going to teach black people their version of financial literacy. And it's going to include why the CBDC is good. And if you hate the CBDC, then you're racist. You're a Trump supporting racist. That's how they're going to spin this. So it's very important for us to watch our rhetoric and watch how we position ourselves to the black community so that we become voices that they would like to listen to. Therefore, we can educate them and warn them. So this is going to happen to specifically the poorer communities. And then everybody else will sort of fall in line. So how do we combat this? I think you got to support, I think his name is Emmer. Forget his first name.
Stay right there. Hotep, you always knock out of the park. This is incredible. You're giving the best analysis of this that we've seen. And the good news is black folks are rejecting the open borders, all of it. They're one of the biggest Achilles heels. The globalists want to shoehorn this all in through black populations. I think it's going to backfire. Let's talk about it and how we stop this with Hotep Jesus. And we'll talk about this horrible person, Nikki Haley, with her internet system of internet IDs straight ahead.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So if you think the tyranny we've been living under has been bad, that was a foreshadowing. That was an hors d'oeuvre, a light breeze compared to a typhoon or hurricane or tornado. The globalists admit how predatory this is. Cut off resources, get dependent populations, roll out universal basic income to the central bank digital currencies, and then put social credit scores on all that to beta test it on groups they control. And then they expand it out from there. That's what this is. The good news is the public's waking up. People understand what's happening. We can just reject this. Just like all over the world, they're pulling out the self-checkout lanes after 20 years, 23 years trying to make us do it. You go to a restaurant, don't do a QR code for a menu. Seems simple. That was all from the IMF World Bank during COVID to get you ready to get rid of cash. They admit all this. So the good news is we know the enemy plan. The bad news is enough people haven't woken up. Yes, some have. But folks, this is so draconian. This is the holy grail of tyranny. And Hotep Jesus is absolutely on target, and he hammers it every day. He could not talk about this and be, he's already a Fox News co-host and, you know, does a great job, but he can be boosted so much if he just shut up about this. But he's not shutting up about it because this is beyond slavery, ladies and gentlemen, and it's here. The old bubble's collapsing. The globalists are desperate to bring in their new system. The good news is people know the globalists that run the Federal Reserve make Sam Bankman-Fried look like an angel. And so I would say things are not going well for them. As negative as this is, the growth curve of awakening and populists and nationalists being elected everywhere and black people, you know, doubling, tripling support for Trump as a benchmark, and Hispanics as well, show the thinking people out there are getting this quickly. Hotep, we didn't talk before he came on, but be honest with me. What's your prognosis? Are things positive? Are they negative? If this is a football game, where are we in the game and who's winning? I mean, am I wrong to be optimistic?
You're down by 20 in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go.
Wow.
It's not looking good. And you touched on it, right? Like, there's a lot of things that I could talk about on my platform, and I choose to talk about the one thing that will get me no engagement. But honestly, I can't do anything but talk about
the because most all the other stuff
thing.
Doesn't matter. It's all a distraction.
It's all a distraction. You know, I'm forced to talk about Candace Owens having beef with Ben Shapiro. I'm forced to talk about, you know, Biden falling down the steps, right? This is the stuff that people want to hear, and we have to cover it, right?
Meanwhile, digital chains are being put on us and our children.
Literally. So Nikki Haley, that's the funny thing about communism.
Yeah, let's talk about her. We got the clip in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the funny thing about communism is it takes on the form of the left, and it takes on the form of the right.
Exactly.
The way it takes on the form of the left is it sort of just veers it towards more communism and less socialism. But with the right, it has to be a little bit more, more slick, right? So it does it through the form of like Nikki Haley.
Oh, your preacher will know what you did. We know it's so conservative. Let's explain what an internet ID means. That's what this is. And then, but let's play the clip. Here it is.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country.
Okay, so we hear that record skip sound. It's going to help our kids. To have a central bank digital currency, to have a social credit score, to have a vaccine passport, to have what the UN and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Xi Jinping have already set up, they got to have the internet ID that China already has. And here's the little darling of the Republican establishment who they're force-feeding us, selling that. So is Governor Hochul. So is, I mean, they need this. Hotep.
Yeah, so Nimrata here, I'm not calling her Nikki Haley since she wants to dox everybody. Her name's Nimrata. Nimratata. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about two things. She mentioned algorithms, and then she mentioned the pain points to conservatives about bots, right? So the algorithms, why does she want access to the algorithms? So first of all, algorithms should not be disclosed because if they're disclosed, they're manipulated. So if you show the government the algorithms, guess who's going to be able to manipulate them most? Government. Now, she mentions these bots, right? You know what she doesn't mention is the fact that many of these bots, I presume, I'm speculating here, are government agencies. So if you show them what the algorithm looks like,
then CHIA and DIA and the rest of the three-letter agencies will be able to send more bots, more force at anybody who talks about the wrong things. So, for example, you say something about the right wing, there's a whole bunch of left wing bots that come around. You say something about the left wing, there's a bunch of right wing bots that come around. These things sit in digital farms, some in Malaysia, some domestically, some in Russia, or they're just pinging off of a VPN and using different IP addresses, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, if she gets access, you know what she wants to do with it, which brings us to our next point. She says, all these bots.
And let's be clear, she's just talking points, the globalists are. She's just a mouthpiece. So when exactly. We see her mouth move, it's Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. So when she mentions the bots, she understands the pain points of her constituents, which is why she targets them. We all hate the bots. They're annoying. But who is it? Teddy Roosevelt said, give up your freedom for safety or something like that, right? That's what this is. You want to give up your freedom?
They're not going to get rid of the real powerful bots for Israel, the U.S., 100-1 to the Russians. Exactly. The bot thing's the distraction. What she wants is the internet ID.
What she wants is internet ID to connect everybody to the system, a.k.a. what was it called in Skynet, right? A.k.a. Skynet. So connect everything to Skynet, connect everybody to a digital ID system so then they can track everybody and control you. Now, what's going to happen is this, right? If your digital ID is connected to your money and the digital ID is connected to the social media, that means when you say something wrong in social media, they're going to clip you through your digital ID from your money. So forget when, you got debanked like...
Oh, they've had congressional hearings years ago. They go, hey, InfoWars is top again like 5 years ago. And they go, our AI will be in by next month, sir. And literally, they want it all automated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be programmed. See, the money's programmable, okay? That's what makes this money different. So you won't even need a human to get rid of you. If you say something online, it will automatically be updated to your digital ID and then to your money, and then your money will be restricted and other things could possibly happen. But all of this stuff is automated, like you
said. And by the way, as you said, we've got all these EU heads and all the tech heads and the central bank heads saying they're going to use it for this day one.
They're being quite honest about it. Restricting funds from being, they call it capital flow management, right? Restricting you from transacting with somebody else in another country, right? So if you got a grandma in Bolivia and you want to send her some money, well, if the United States has placed sanctions on Bolivia, then they can just program the money to say, oh, you cannot transact this with anybody in Bolivia.
And that's just how they started. I mean, look how we've been debanked. All of it. So how do we stop it, Hotep?
So again, Emmer has a bill. He has an anti-CBDC bill. I don't think it's perfect, but it's a great start. There's another anti-CBDC bill that was introduced this week. I would go take a look at that one. That is to defund the working group in the CBDC. So I would support those bills. I would raise awareness about those bills and start there and start talking about that. I would tell your favorite influencer, stop feeding me bullshit. Stop feeding me small brain
content. That's the biggest thing, is get in the face of everybody distracting us and tell people like Ben Shapiro, I'm not even attacking, get off all this crap and fight the CBDC.
Ben Shapiro's fighting Candace Owens. The CBDC is about to kick our ass. Ain't nobody worried about Candace Owens.
I was about to say, let's use a little race stuff on her. Why don't you leave that smart black lady alone and deal with the New World Order, Ben Shapiro?
Exactly. So now we're here caught in between a little feud between coworkers. They've unfollowed each other. Like, this little kid stuff? No. Tell Candace Owens, we don't give a shit about Israel and Palestine. Tell Ben Shapiro, we don't care about Israel and Palestine.
That's the way to shut it down. You stop talking about it.
Exactly.
I told my crew, I said, I don't tell reporters what to do. I hire you because I respect you and I like you. But can we just move off 90% Israel coverage? Because damn it, we got other stuff to do.
If you're going to cover the Israel-Palestine conflict, you have to analyze the propaganda from both sides. That's the best way to do it, to show people, look, the Palestinians are full of shit and the Israelis are full of shit. And this is what I've used my platform to do, is sort of show like, hey, look, you think these organized protests are real and organic? Yeah, it was just as real as organic as Black Lives Matter. It's a lot of money coming in, a lot of funding coming in.
I mean, look at Soros and the left supporting it. It's obviously bad.
Yeah.
And then who funded it? Biden.
Yes. Wait, you said Biden?
Oh, Biden.
Absolutely. So the other thing is you have the repackaging of groups. So this group may be for abortion, or it may be for whatever other human rights cause. Anybody says it for human rights, basically they're puppets of the Illuminati, right? But anytime you have these groups that say for human rights, they repackage them and say, well, here's the new grift. Here's the new thing. So you are for abortion. Now you're for Palestine. So you're going to see a lot of that too. And, you know, I hate to say it, but there are people who do care about this Palestinian issue, but they're going to be drowned out. They're going to be co-opted. They're going to be usurped, and their issue is going to turn into somebody else's issue.
And then it's going to fundraise for the deep state. So let me, you got to come back. You're on fire. I 100% agree with you, everything you're saying. You're the smartest analysis out there. But I'm really bummed out that you're saying we're 20 points behind the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go. I see that in real world numbers, but the awakening's huge. All the most popular talk shows from Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson to you name it are now anti-New World Order. That wasn't that way 2 years ago. The fact that whether they're good guys or bad guys, they see it's popular to be anti-New World Order. To me, that's extremely exciting. I go out in public everywhere. Nothing but love now, Hotep. I mean, give me some positive love here, or are we that screwed?
There's a lot to look forward to. Dana White has been a beacon of hope. Rogan, yourself, all beacons of hope. However, I don't know if it's enough. You know, I'm trying my best. You're trying your best. But we need the second tier of grifters to get on board, right? We need the Ben Shapiros. We need Glenn Beck. We need Jason Whitlock. We need them to wake up because they're still caught up in the bullshit. We need Dave Rubin. You know, all these people who are Zionist alignists to take their issues over there. That's your issue. That ain't got nothing to do with us. Stop creating content for us to care about your issues. No. We need content about our issues, about something that's taking place today. They say, great Thomas Sowell said there are no such thing as solutions. All we have are trade-offs. And right now we are making the hugest trade-off in history. And that is trading our attention for freedom. You're giving them your attention and they're taking your freedom.
No, that's right. Flying a Palestinian flag or an Israeli flag does nothing. But shopping local and getting control of your school board does. And supporting media that tells the truth does.
Absolutely. Russell Brand's got to get on board. Who else can I call out? The Quartering. We got to get the Quartering on board. We need Tim Pool on board. We need all these people on board.
Russell Brand did a 2-hour interview with me last week. I hope he airs it this week. Hadn't aired yet. In closing, not about myself, but why do you think, because I respect your view, I want this for myself. Why are they so want me shut down as much as Trump? They want me shut down, man.
Because you did it on your own. You didn't do it with a cosign. Like, you did it outside of their system, which shows that you possess something that you acquired on your own and didn't acquire with them. So since you did it on your own, the only thing that can undo you is you. For example, when I was coming on this platform today, I went to go promo. I put the band.video link in there. It said, this is harmful to viewers of this platform or something like that. I'm like, wait, this is harmful? I thought this was the free speech platform. I don't know what's going on between you and Elon, but Elon got to get on board too. Cause it's not a free speech platform if Alex, cause like when it comes to free speech, nobody really tests that boundary like you do. Like sometimes you say some stuff and I'm like, damn, I'm scared to say that shit. You know, so if you don't have people who are stretching the boundaries of speech, then what you have is a shrinkage of free speech. And that's what they want. They have to take the people who are stretching those boundaries and limit them and try to, you know, keep them on the outskirts and vilify them.
Exactly. They don't want trailblazers. And I'm not kissing your ass, but you're absolutely right. Because I didn't know what answer you'd give, but that's it. They even said in Pentagon documents and CIA documents that leaked, they said, we don't like Jones because he built his own thing. That's why they don't like Julian Assange. And they, like what you've done, they fear any real maverick that they don't control and that they can't put leverage on to shut down and shut up. And that's why they want to silence. And I know they've told Elon, I've talked to some of his people, I'll leave it at that. You think we've shut you down now? Jones is too far. And I ask myself, what is it I'm doing? And it's because in the next big wave that started in the mid-90s, I was the leader of that big wave. And they thought, well, if we can shut this down, we'll shut it all down. So I was a beta test of that. So sorry to bring myself into it, but I wanted to get your view because you got to come on more than twice a year. We love you to death. How do people find your great show and everything you do?
Go to HotepJesus.com. Best way to find me. Hotep TV on Rumble and Hotep Jesus everywhere else.
I know you got to go. 60-second closing comment.
I've been a fan of Alex Jones for years now. I remember showing somebody, they're like, what do you know about Alex Jones? I'm like, I was been posting about this dude since like 2010. Like, what are you talking about? Force your content creators to cover the important issues. Stop taking clickbait for the BS issues. Ask your congressman to support Emmer and his bill against CBDC. CBDC needs to be talked about. It is the new wave of enslavement. If you thought 1913 was bad, wait until you see what they got in store for you. Thank you for having me, Alan.
Beautiful, sir. Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless.
Now, I want to say something about what he just said, because everything, it's just true. Out of all the guests, he's always really good, but today he hit a grand slam, a hole-in-one, ran the tables like a 100. And I've rarely done a 100 in like an hour long show this hour. That was everything he said was better than I could say it, crystallized, simply to understand. That was literally as good as it gets. People should go back to the last 50 minutes of that interview. What was the last thing he said? He said, they want you shut down because you did it on your own. And if other people believe they can do it on their own, it's game over. And then what was the last thing he said after that? What did he say after that? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Because I'm going to take, because I've noticed there's something so big and so important, if I just say it, nobody cares. But I'm going to take that Hotep interview, and I'm going to make my entire Ladder with Crowder Friday show. I'm going to do like 2 hours on the Hotep interview. I'm going to start it, stop it, play it, back up what he's saying. I'm going to show documents. And I'm going to do the interview is like 40 minutes with the breaks cut out. And I'm going to do over an hour around what he said and back up everything he said. Because when he's saying stuff, it's like everything he's saying is like dead on. Not like almost on. It's like when you hit the golf ball and it goes 200 yards into the hole. Over and over and over again. Last thing he said was the most important. And if you grasp that, the last thing wasn't him saying I was a maverick. That was the penultimate, next to the top point, was the last thing he said. That if you understand that, and that's how Easter egg hunts, treasure hunts work. And I've never been a manipulator on air. I've been on air almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years in like 2 months. But I've learned, like, if something's so big and you just say it, nobody cares. But if we build it up, you do. So don't worry if you're not a subscriber at JonesCrowder.com, Stephen Crowder, because I'm going to shoot a big 2-hour report for Friday. But tomorrow, I'm going to just answer that last part he said on air. That last little part he said. And I'm like sitting there going, whoa, that's so important. I got chills up down my body. I was like, I'm not going to talk about it. Because it's too important. There's a lot of important stuff, folks. I intellectually study this stuff at least 15 hours a day. And then I eat, drink, and sleep and dream this stuff. But I talked about it yesterday, and then I was so mad about a lot of stuff going on that I went off the air and because it's a paradox. I don't want to whine about our problems. So when I do it, it's limited and it's as much as I can do. And that's it. And I asked the callers, I said, I don't censor your calls and I don't screen calls. But today I am. I said, do not bring up the woes of InfoWars because I've already spent too much time on it. And what Hotep said, a lot of big things here. Now the biggest thing he said at the end, I'm not going to say it yet. But the other big thing he said was they want to shut us down because we can change the subject. Supporting Ukraine does nothing, whether you're for the Russians or the Ukrainians. It's just a thing to divert you. Supporting the Palestinians or Israel does nothing. It's just a football issue. And that's what they don't want, is us bringing up issues that are important that they don't want discussed. And I know it's like, well, that's simple. Of course. Exactly. Truth is self-evident, folks. I'm not here laying out stuff that's even hard to understand. That's what's frustrating. 20 million people, according to insurance actuaries, plus, that number's a few months old, have died from the shots they know. I mean, come on, man. You think they're not about to drop the hammer on everybody? When they already pulled that? And I said it 3 years ago. I said, the death's going to be caused by this. Only way they get away with this is a bunch of wars and economic collapse, and now we're here. And, you know, it's like Rodney Dangerfield said, I can't get no respect. I got respect from our listeners. I don't expect a bunch of respect from other people. I'm just telling you, I expect people to respect themselves. And let me tell you something. I don't have a lot of fear. In fact, I got the opposite. When I start thinking I fear something, I want to attack it. But let me tell you something. I'm shook up. And if you're not shook up right now, and if you're not rolling your sleeves up, there's something wrong with you. Because let me tell you, we are at the crossroads right now. If we wake up and say no, still stuff's going to be rough as hell. But we go along with this. They plan to kill 90% of us in the next decade in their own official documents. You want to sit back and be part of this and watch this? And a lot of you I know, I used to think everybody was like me. I thought if we exposed all this evil, everybody just join us. No, I've learned the last 5 years. No. I've been a recruiter for the New World Order. I teach people how this stuff works, and then they decide to join it, thinking they're joining the winning team. So it's all about independent economies. It's all about freedom. We have products you need that'll enrich your life, and they fund the operation. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Ultra 12, the highest quality B12, to get the InfoWars Platinum products, the HH Max Boost and the 7076 Testosterone Boost and the Pain MD. I need you to get the water filtration, the air filtration, the storable foods. You need it all. It funds the operation. You could not get better products at lower prices and fund a free operation. It's a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Because it's going to be a great awakening that's going to stop this. And I don't agree with Hotep. We are in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes left, 20 points down. But God's watching us for the decisions we make. So it doesn't matter who wins the game, who wins the battle. It matters who wins the war. But, yeah, I actually got to agree with him. That's why I'm so upset and so pissed. Because, man, I thought we could stop this. And God told me we couldn't. It's going to go through. But it's what happens on the other side that governs it all. All right, Michael Young works with a bunch of reporters that got kidnapped on the Texas-Mexico border. We're trying to get them on. He's coming up. Hour number three straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Biden's set to meet with the Chinese communist dictator any minute now. They say they're about to go live. We'll cover that. Michael Young coming up. This is the total salt of America. They say it's going to be this deal they're about to make. We're going to be covering that. But here is Greg Reese, and he's not a big fan of what's happening in Israel. I agree with about 95% of this, but it's important to slaughter the sacred cows and just get them out in the open here.
Indonesia appeal to the U.S. to do more to stop the atrocities in Gaza. Ceasefire is a must for the sake of humanity. Once again, thank you for your invitation, President Biden. Thank you.
Thank you. And as we met outside, as you get out of your automobile, we had a very important discussion on climate. The president said, I'm cold.
What are the chances of a Gaza ceasefire?
None. No possibility.
President Biden says there is no possibility of a ceasefire. And former President Trump has made it clear that he will also serve the Zionist state of Israel. This is one issue that the entire U.S. government seems to be in agreement on. But America and its NATO vassals stand alone with Israel. Millions of people all over the world are taking to the streets in one of the most unified, peaceful protests ever. Most people are seeing this as it is, an illegal occupation sliding quickly towards genocide. Which is good, because the world is now on the brink of a holy war, and the only way to stop it is a mass awakening. The U.S. is firing airstrikes in eastern Syria, where the Iraqi militia have been launching drone attacks at U.S. military bases. The Islamic Resistance in Lebanon, Hezbollah, has launched several operations targeting Israeli forces, who have been bombing several towns in southern Lebanon. A Black Hawk helicopter crash killed 5 U.S. special forces off the coast of Cyprus, and the Turks are claiming it was shot down. China and Iran are now working together against Israel, and the CCP begins military drills in the South China Sea. To the majority of the world, it is clear that the Zionist state of Israel is the antagonist. As Celia Farber points out, even some of Israel's staunchest supporters are now speaking out against their war crimes. Macron calls on Israel to stop killing women and children, and Anthony Blinken says that far too many Palestinians have been killed. Humanity is more awake than ever, and we are watching as Israel kills a few dozen militants and over 10,000 civilians while calling it a war. The majority of the world is demanding an end to this slaughter, but Netanyahu says that Israel will defy the world if needed to defeat Hamas, an organization created by Israel. The region is being surrounded by warships as thousands of Americans march in D.C. to demand more mass murder of Palestinians.
The calls for a ceasefire are outrageous.
The Gaza ceasefire.
Greg Reese reporting.
All right, Michael Young called me yesterday. Some of the team he works with are kidnapped in Mexico. We've got details of this coming up with the collapsing border straight ahead. And then after he leaves us, I'll continue with them pushing that solar flares are going to knock the internet out. I believe the globalists are planning to do this. They've been pre-programming it. We've got major news on that front and so much more here today. Please tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now via text message, email, word of mouth, infowars.com/show are the coordinates of liberty. That's how we get past the censors. That's how we reach new people. I want to commend all the listeners that take clips and post them and share them. That's how the truth's getting out. Keep it up. That is just as important as buying products at infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back with Michael Young. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. U.S. citizens, great journalists, work with the amazing journalist, former Special Forces Commando, Michael Young, one of the top combat correspondents ever, joins us. And as you know, Michael is a superstar at exposing what's happening at the border and predicting now up to 1 million people a month coming across. He's got some very serious breaking news with these kidnappings. Joining us in the big picture about Xi Jinping visiting Biden. In fact, that press conference is about to begin. We'll be getting to some of that as well. Michael Young.
Hello, Alex. I'm in Guatemala City. As you know, how much time do we have? There's a couple of things I would like to mention that you were just talking about on the previous previous segment.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, you were talking about this, you know, genocide over in going on now in Gaza. Obviously, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. You know, there's the energy off the coast there and the canal that they wish to build through Israel. But separately from that, this reminds me of Fallujah in Iraq. In Fallujah, as you know, in March of 2004, four contractors were killed. This is important. One of whom I went to school with, Scott Helvenston, was the youngest Navy SEAL ever. We used to work out together. We played on the same football team. I went to Green Berets. He went to SEALs. Then he later went off and worked for Blackwater, and he was killed there in Fallujah. The next day after that, another friend of mine was killed in Iraq as well, Richard Ferguson. He was one of my Green Beret teammates. So in other words, one day one was killed, Scott was killed, and then Richard was killed. So I went to both of their funerals, Scott's funeral in Florida. There were people from all over the world at Scott's funerals, even Japanese journalists, everybody. It was such a huge feeding frenzy. You remember, it was pretty gross. Then I went to Richard's funeral over in Colorado. And all the SEALs and all the Green Berets at each of their funerals were saying, go to the war. It's not what you think it is. But bottom line is, after the contractors were killed, their bodies hanged off the bridge, including my friend Scott Helvenston, the United States went to Fallujah and killed at least 1,000 people. And then as after that happened, you know, Fallujah was called the city of mosques. People from all over the world, especially North Africa and all over the Middle East, including also the United States and Europe, flooded to Iraq to fight U.S. forces. So our casualties began to skyrocket. Now, keep in mind, Fallujah had been mostly peaceful before, believe it or not. But after the contractors were killed and many of the locals wanted to turn over the perpetrators to U.S. forces, bottom line, we attacked, killed a lot of people, and the war exploded when we overreacted on Fallujah. Now, as 2004 passes by here, then we had the second attack on Fallujah called Operation F- Phantom Fury that began in October of 2004. And that was when I decided to finally jump into the war, right? So I didn't go to the war in the beginning. And people always say I'm an adrenaline junkie. I said, no, no, I did not go to the war in the beginning for adrenaline. I went to the war after I realized it was an insurgency. I've been in a lot of insurgencies around the world. I went to the war in December of 2004 because we then flattened Fallujah in Operation Phantom Fury in October, November, and it petered off in December. I landed in December in Baghdad, and I was actually surprised at the amount of kinetic fighting going on, bombs being dropped, artillery firing constantly, 24/7. People that were there know what I'm talking about. Automatic fire, huge amounts all the time. So it just continued from there, and that's why I ended up getting so much combat experience, because I stuck with it for the years ahead in Afghanistan and Iraq. But bottom line, what's happening now in Gaza is just like Fallujah, only supersized, like very much supersized. You see now people from around the world are getting riled up. Both sides or many sides are getting energy is being added to the system. And this is going to go very badly while our border is wide open. We have zero border. I'm down here all the time. As you know, Anthony and Josh's brother from muckraker.com got kidnapped yesterday. Woke up. That's why I probably got bags under my eyes, because I was tracking their icons all through the night and in the morning. And anyway, then they got kidnapped. We've got them back now. They're flying to Florida right now. And but their gear was smashed and that sort of thing. But how did this happen? We've been watching the invasion into the United States, many of whom that are invading, by the way, are from Venezuela. There is a lot of Hezbollah and Hamas, actually, in Venezuela. There's Hezbollah all over South America and Central America. They're around me here in this town. I'm in Guatemala, right? And so the bottom line is we have no border. They're flooding in. Anger is in the air. As you know, there's plenty of weapons to go around. Now, what happened with Anthony and Josh yesterday when they got kidnapped? Now, I took Anthony down to the Darien Gap last year. We did a comprehensive tour down in the gap. Not really a tour. It was more of a mission. I took him and showed him the ropes. He's a young guy, 26, highly energetic, highly intelligent. Then later we went to Texas and went all the way across the border to the California at San Diego. I showed him many things and other issues related with information warfare. And then you had him on your show very presciently several times. He has really since then blossomed. He got a document. Anthony Rubin from muckraker.com got a document from one of the Chinese invaders. It's 200 pages long, written in Mandarin. He had it. Anthony had it. That's Anthony right there. Had it translate on the beast, the train, a few days ago. He had that document translated from Mandarin into English. He then, that document, describes the exact route that Chinese take from Quito, Ecuador up to Colombia, through Darien, through Panama and whatnot, and all the way up and getting into the United States. It tells you which hotels to stay in, which phone numbers to call, the whole works, right? So Anthony went down there with that translated document and he stayed in those hotels with the Chinese. Got a huge amount of information that
he was able to get yet. Their battle plan.
Yep, he did, Alex. And so, and then he just came through, the Darien Gap. He stayed in their hotels in Ecuador and Colombia. Then he went through the Darien Gap with Chinese. He survived, obviously. He went, also there were Syrians with him. Those Syrians were quite, vicious. You can see on some of the video. And it was very dangerous. The whole trip was very dangerous. They made it through. There were actually many Venezuelans as well who very well could have been Hezbollah.
So he traveled all the way up the Darien Gap, showing the chain, got on the beast train that comes all the way up into central Mexico. What incredible journalism. How dangerous. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, then, you know, now's where the next phase starts. I asked six people to fly in here to Guatemala to meet with me, including the Muckraker team, Anthony and Josh. And I asked them to fly in from Panama to here. I asked, Anthony Kramer from Texas to fly in, Ann Vander Steele and Joseph Heumeyer, who is an absolute and very important person to interview and all these things. So Joseph, they all flew to Mexico. We all met right here for a couple of days. And then from there, the boys, I call them the Rubin brothers, they're 22 and 26. They're not boys. They're grown men. They're studs, actually. They decided with Taylor Kramer from Texas to go forward. They went to, they took a bus up to, from Guatemala into the, across Mexico into Tapachula. They were in that area for a couple of days. Then they got on the beast train. And that's that, the train, which is, you know, they call it the train of death, actually. They also call it the beast, la bestia. And they, and then the next thing you know, I'm tracking their icons, and, the next thing you know, they're off the trains and Anthony ends up in the hospital. So Anthony, we thought he might have malaria. This was just like less than a week ago. So, you know, he's in the hospital. The doctor thinks it's Salmonella, E. coli. I've eaten him up. The next thing you know, Anthony's like, I want to keep going. I'm like, you know, slow down, young man, you know, but instead he did what young men do. He continued forward north, on buses. And then yesterday he was about to cross through El Baghdad. It's actually called Baghdad, Playa Baghdad, which is right by the mouth of the Rio Grande. Across from that is SpaceX. So he was about to go that direction. Actually, I was watching his icon all night and it started to do something erratic. I got one last message from him that said, we're walking on the beach up to SpaceX. Now they were still on the Mexican side, right? You have to cross the Rio Grande River, and then you can get onto that public beach, by SpaceX, but they were walking up to look at that area and they got kidnapped. I watched his icon do an erratic turn and I started assembling a team immediately, because something was clearly wrong. And, the next thing you know, we watched that icon go into a field, and Van Steele
right
and
there.
I were watching.
Michael Young, we gotta go to break. But these are literal hero reporters from Central America up to, North America, Mexico, and to Central North America. This is what's going on. Tracking up to a million a month now coming through. People that have the courage to insert themselves into this hellhole. Kidnap. We'll get the latest information straight ahead after the break. Everybody, you know, tune in now, folks. The enemy, the globalists, do not want this alarm raised. We're raising the alarm. We are the modern Paul Revere's. We can only do this with your help. Share the links now, Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, this live Wednesday, November 15th, 2023 broadcast. Michael Yon, investigative journalist, par excellence, who's embedded in Central South America and in North America, just reported on a great team of folks we've interviewed before who have been just posting incredible reports we've been showing for TV viewers, kidnapped. So they're trying to come back yesterday. They're trying to get through by SpaceX, South Texas, into from Mexico into South Texas. Start over.
Okay, yes. So, the Muckraker team left Guatemala, they got on La Bestia, the train, to head north. And, you know, this is the train that many of the aliens take to go north, to the United States. People fall off the train down in Darien Gap. The Red Cross hands out maps that shows you how to do all these things, get on all the trains. In fact, on one of the maps that we have, that I picked up in Darien, it says, you know, don't get drunk and get on the train, basically on the top of the train. So naturally, being the young men that they are, Taylor Kramer from Texas and the Rubin brothers from Muckraker.com got on the top of the train and they were heading north, and they've got incredible video of that. The next thing you know, I'm tracking their icons, and Anthony ends up in the hospital. He's in the hospital because he was very sick. We had Doc Chambers, who's been on your show before, was advising us, the Green Beret doctor, Pete Chambers, you know, about what might be wrong. But they went to a Mexican doctor there, and they thought it was not malaria, hopefully, and got tested, but it was salmonella and E. coli is what the Mexican doctor thought. Anyway, so Anthony got his IV squared away, and actually he was up and running and wanted to go immediately. Of course, I told him to pause for a day or two, but naturally, being Anthony Rubin, he decided to go forward. So they went forward. They continued north on buses. And yesterday we're in Matamoros. I was tracking their icons. Now, Matamoros is important. That's where the main center is for CDG, which is Cartel del Golfo, which I believe is the oldest existing cartel in Mexico. I believe they were started as legend goes in 1930, so they're about 90 years old or so. Now, in March, CDG, Cartel del Golfo, they kidnapped four Americans, murdered two of those, and right there, those Americans were in the area where Anthony was actually going with Josh. Taylor Kramer had split off and gone across the border to the U.S. side already hours before, and now Josh and Anthony were going on their route to Playa Baghdad, which is the beach right at just south of the Rio Grande.
And let's stop right there, just a moment. Imagine if the corporate media did its job and showed this, but they won't. So it's literally up to Americans that are risking their lives to do this. I mean, this is heroic stuff. This is dangerous stuff.
It is. And we knew, we did our area study. We knew CDG, you know, Cartel del Golfo, the Gulf Cartel. We knew they had kidnapped four people earlier.
Because they control who comes across. They catch people all the time that haven't paid the toll and routinely kill them.
Oh yeah, I've been to the other side of the Rio Grande, right there on the American side of Playa Baghdad, the beach of Baghdad. I've been there at least 30 times, and much of that this year, because it's right there at SpaceX, right? And so basically that the Playa Baghdad on the Mexican side, the only people that are allowed to go there are fishermen and actually the coyotes for human smugglers and drug smuggling. That's a huge drug smuggling route. They don't let anybody go out there to play. We knew that. We knew that four Americans, we did our area study, of course. We knew that four Americans had been kidnapped and two had been murdered in March. We knew it was extremely dangerous. In fact, I advised against it naturally, but they wanted to do it. So we did it as safely as possible. There's no way to do these things safely. It's just, you can just do it less dangerously. So I was tracking their icons. Now we do know that CDG earlier this year, after those four Americans were kidnapped and two were killed, they apologized for it and turned over the cartel members to the United States. So our guesstimate was you will definitely be seen. You're not going to get on that beach. Again, I've observed that beach.
So they followed through then. They grabbed them, but then let them go.
Well, almost. They grabbed them and they tied their hands behind their back. They put blindfolds on them. The cartel members had automatic weapons. They had military style rifles. I don't know if they're automatic. They had pistols. They took them to an open field. I was watching their icons go to an open field. That's when I called Ann and we were watching it together. Their icon as it moved, and we thought, you know, they're in an open field near the U.S. border, away from everything. And then that icon stayed there for quite a while. I started.
So you were worried they were about to get executed.
Yeah, I was assembling a team at that point. So I was getting ready to fly up to Brownsville, but go across myself. But the bottom line is, they were released, and then a phone call came to their mother, and their mother called me immediately. I got a private investigator immediately looking at that phone number and these sorts of things. But the bottom line is, their icons started moving. I went to the point of entry, the bridge there at Brownsville. And I saw that their icon went inside the Border Patrol station. I called Border Patrol, you know, asking basically, have you seen two white guys that just got kidnapped? And Border Patrol said, yeah, actually, they're standing right in front of me. So he put Josh on the phone. They're good to go. They're happy that, you know, they left.
So what happened? The coyotes were smart enough to not kill this group.
Yeah, they smashed their cameras. They smashed all their gear. They smashed their phones, but they didn't find one of the, you know, the transmitters. And so bottom line is, they immediately got out into the United States and went right to Best Buy yesterday and were buying new gear to go back. I mean, these are actually American studs. Actually, sat123.com told me this morning they're going to buy them new gear so they can get back in action. Sat123.com is going to actually buy them all new gear. So yeah, I mean, so Americans are keeping Americans in action at this point, but they're, these are two studly men, as is Taylor Kramer, all of them. Are getting ready to go back. Obviously, they're not going to go back to Playa Baghdad. You'll certainly worse can happen this time. But they said that the Rubin brothers said that the.
Well, why do you think the cartels used their brain and didn't kill them?
Because you know the Playa or the CDG cartel, the cartel del Golfo has been around since 1930. They're like the older mafia. They're actually businessmen now, older men running the thing. They know it's bad for business to kill Americans. Now they ran them off. They smashed it. They didn't keep their gear, by the way. They told me they didn't steal their gear. They smashed it with crowbars, right? And so, and then sent them back. Did not kill them, and actually let them keep their passports. They were sending a message like, "Stay away from here." That's a smuggling route. We all know it. I've watched that smuggling route a lot from the SpaceX side. I've watched it night after night, day after day. That beach right by SpaceX is a major smuggling route. They actually, Border Patrol there have told me smugglers actually go onto SpaceX property there at Boca Chica, and they do it frequently, daily, actually. And the beach is wide open. It's a public beach. You can actually drive to SpaceX, and you'll be right next. I've been there many, many times. It's a great place to go, by the way. But it's also a major smuggling route.
All right, stay there. I want to shift gears out of this and talk about invasion numbers that you've been tracking for years, that you've been dead on with your analysis, up to a million a month, Darien Gap next year, just 2 months away, a month and a half away. Hard to believe we're almost in 2024. God, time accelerates. And then I want to look big picture. Xi Jinping coming to, the West Coast, coming to San Francisco. What's happening, what Michael Yon thinks is about to unfold. Here's Biden, Xi Jinping, waddling into the meeting. This is about to happen. We'll be talking about all this straight ahead with Michael Yon, michaelyon.locals.com. Michael_Yon on Twitter, Michael Yon, Y-O-N, on Twitter, and .com on the web. We'll be right back. They do not want this information out. listeners, boost this information. I cannot explain. You're not the tail, you're the dog. I'm the tail, you're the dog. If you don't share these links, it does nothing. Be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live
from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the hour is very late for our republic. I'm not going to lie to listeners. We're in a lot of trouble. Michael Young, before we get into other big issues, and guys, let's go to the live White House feed of Xi Jinping with O'Biden in San Francisco. Put that feed up for me, please. With only 300 and something days left of the election, we have to understand that this is a global, international BlackRock takeover operation. We have to understand that. And we have to understand that it's outrageous to admit this is happening. It sounds crazy. But that's how they get a leg up on us. Because people have a normalcy bias of being in a free country. They can't believe they're in a war. You're in an international war. And they're cutting off the food. They're flooding the borders. They're starving the third world. They're hitting us from every angle, as Michael Young talks about. Let's go to a little bit of this feed. Go ahead and pipe up the audio. Let's go to a few minutes of this feed, then back to Michael Young of San Francisco with that Chinese puppet, Joe Biden, meeting with Xi Jinping, his boss.
Well, Mr. President, it's good to see you again. We spent many hours together over the last 10 or 12 years. Hosting the United States is a great honor.
So let's just stop right here. If you just watched TV 3 years ago, the U.S. government got you good audio at press conferences. I've been noticing almost every government press conference or event, you can't even understand it. The government's so incompetent now, they can't even plug in the microphones properly. The cities are collapsing, feces and needles everywhere. Are we a failed state, Michael Young? Can America be saved?
Well, you know, I returned to the United States in 2020. I had been almost the last 20 years, most of that time overseas and wars and that sort of thing. And the reason that I returned to the United States was because that I thought the United States was going to into civil war.
And you told me this privately. You said, I'm always overseas where the wars are. America's now the war zone.
Yeah, you know, anybody that's followed my work long knows that if I show up in your country, that's not a good sign. For instance, down in Panama now, it's clearly dying. Panama, I just got a message from Panama 2 minutes ago while you were showing the video. Panama is, you know, as you and I have both been warning, Panama is being taken by CCP. It's the new, it's part of the new Silk Road 2.0. That's why I'm in Guatemala, this place as well, right? Honduras, the whole works. For instance, right now, something I call archaeological warfare. There's an archaeological Chinese archaeological team down in Honduras, you know, claiming, you know, digging up things. Who knows? Maybe they've been in the ground 10 years. I have no idea. But they're claiming that the Mayan people and other indigenous peoples are relatives of Chinese and, you know, basically the French and the Spanish and everybody else. The English came over here and took all of the Americas from Chinese descendants. Right. Or from antecedents. Right. Basically that we took their land. And so that
so it's another playoff reparations. I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For instance, the first thing they do is they'll do the archaeological aspect. Then they'll write books and that sort of thing and documentaries. Then they'll start museums and then they'll start taking journalists to the museums. For instance, I've gone over to Nanjing, China and seen this. I've seen it in Jeju Island down in Korea. Down in Malaysia and Indonesia. I've gone all over the world looking at museums in Japan, United States, across Europe.
And let's make no mistake, I'm not attacking the Chinese people, but they are the most homogeneous racial group there is. And Xi Jinping says it is a Chinese world. It's like Hitler, but Hitler only had 60 million Germans. He's got 1.5 billion people.
Yes and no. I mean, Han Chinese, what they call Han Chinese, that's an arguable statement, of course. What is Han? But obviously, a lot. I've been all over China. I've spent about a year in there and around there. But for instance, Tibet, they call that China. Of course, those aren't Han Chinese. And basically what they're doing now, when Xi lands in San Francisco, I was just over in San Francisco for the same reasons. You know, I thought that this is going to be a beachhead for China. But, you know, you'll see places like California can go the way of Tibet and Xinjiang, right? I mean, this clearly genocides are in the works. And I warn Panamanians and others about, look at what's happening in Israel right now. Heavily jabbed Israel. We know Netanyahu is a member of the World Economic Forum. As you know, you were one of the first, if not the first, warning about the World Economic Forum. You're the last person that needs that briefing. And you know.
No, I totally agree. And I keep interrupting you, sir. And I apologize. Give us your 35,000 foot view on the world right now. Get into Israel. Just, we're going to skip the next break. Just fire at will. Just spew us your knowledge here. I know you're a journalist. You want to stick to what you're seeing right now currently, but just big picture.
Big picture. As you know, I mean, again, you may have literally been the first one warning about World Economic Forum. I was like, what's Alex talking about? You know, I started studying it because you were talking about it. And well, here it goes. You're right. Now, the World Economic Forum clearly is Siamese twins with the Chinese Communist Party. They're open about it. They're very clear about it. It appears to our team that the Chinese Communist Party is actually the dominant partner and that the World Economic Forum has either started as or has become a puppet. Actually, I want to hear what you think about that because you have such good insight. It looks to me like the Chinese Communist Party is the dominant partner. For instance, the Chinese Communist Party is the one clearly making this Silk Road. That's why I'm in Netherlands so much, obviously, because Netherlands, like Panama, is vital terrain on planet Earth. Down in, you see the Belt and Road Initiative train system that goes all the way from Shanghai and other places. I've been to that side of the railway. It goes all the way across Asia, across Europe, goes straight to Rotterdam Harbor, which is a part of Tri-State City, is these smart cities you've been warning about. Tri-State City contains Rotterdam Harbor, which is the biggest harbor in Europe, and just south of Rotterdam's Antwerp Harbor, the second biggest harbor in Europe, two main veins, and the railway goes straight there, right? So these places that they're taking, like RGV Valley in Texas, all these different places where they're doing, that's why the Muckraker brothers were going through RGV Valley. They didn't go across in Yuma or someplace like that or San Diego. They specifically picked that area.
They chose the main route. The
corridor. Right? That's why they're building that colonia, we believe, north of Houston at Liberty City, at Liberty County, not Liberty City, Liberty County, right? And that's why we've spent so much time there as well. The corridor goes right there through Brownsville, right? As you know. But the bottom line is all these different things that you see, these major actions are occurring.
The UN, the NGOs, the Chinese, they're all in unity. So let me answer your question since you asked me, and I know you know the answer. Communist China, 90% of it didn't have running water or electricity until the 1970s. David Rockefeller, the globalists, they go in. Nixon, they open it up. They're given the deal, one side of trade deals, to build them up. They can have all the carbon they want, all the jobs, all the oil, all the everything. We're then politically shut down. So, yes, the globalist system is allied with China. And then part of the instincts of America woke up in the last 10 years and said, wait, we're being sold out. But that's kind of a ghost of what was left of America saying no. And now China's coming in with their agent Biden with both feet, and they own Hollywood, you know, 70% of it, all of it. They control TikTok. Everything they do on TikTok's banned in China. They sell it here, and so we're seen as decadent and weak. And they sit there with Xi Jinping making fun of Biden today while he sits there doddering around. They don't even respect him at all. He's not the guy that greeted Xi Jinping when he landed. That was the guy they're planning to replace him with, Gavin Newsom. And so this is very, very sad. And so, yes, because China's a unified uniparty, BlackRock and the globalists that made their main investments there, it's the hope of the new world order. And the top globalists have middlemen and make hundreds of billions, if not trillions a year, off selling out the West. So, yes, China. If you're in World War II and the axis of evil is Italy, Nazi Germany, and Japan, well, we all know Italy and Japan didn't do much compared to the Nazis. The Germans were 90% of the war. So it's indistinguishable from Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, who's heavily invested in China and is their little hero. They're all indistinguishable. They're satellites of China and all the Western money and American power transfer there. So, yes, in the new World War II analogy, China is Germany. It's the main power base. And it's not 65 million Germans. It's 1.5 billion people enslaved. We're not their enemy. But at the same time, that's who we're up against. So, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. And that's where we are. And we are having our clocks cleaned because they have CHICOM literal agents. The FBI knows. They had 40 agents inside Biden for 15 years. They're there middlemaning themselves. It comes out the FBI agents are making money as side deals with CHICOM agents. And the Chinese know. They laugh at us. The Bidens think paycheck to paycheck, cocaine line to kid they rape. It's rape kids, snort cocaine, use methamphetamine, devil worship. They're laughing because Biden didn't think in 5 minutes ahead. And the lawyers at Harvard are thinking 5 minutes ahead. But the Chi-Coms are in 100-year, 200, 300-year plans, and they are running the tables against us because we don't have a plan, and they've got a 100-year plan. Michael Young.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Hollywood, Alex. This is very important. Maybe 10 years ago, I wrote an article called Man in the High Castle, and it described, you know, basically China has massive influence in Hollywood right now, if not outright owns it. You know, they have people like Bruce Willis.
They own four of the six production houses.
Right. Now, in the 1930s, that was the Nazis, right? There was a saying back in the 1930s, what was it? What will not air in Berlin will not air here or something like that, right? Because Germany was the second biggest market.
And the Kennedys were Nazi agents. Everybody worships the Kennedys. They were Nazi agents in World War II.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted. And Man in the High Castle is also a BKD book, but I didn't read your article. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to start over. Go ahead.
I was about to say something, but I held my tongue.
Say it. Back to the, okay. I interrupted you. Okay. Back to Man in the High Castle. Say it. I'm going to shut up.
Well, okay. You know, I'm not going to say it. I'll say it to you offline.
No, say it.
I don't want to get
anybody.
Actually, I can say it because he said it on an interview, but I was looking at taking, actually, RFK's team asked me to take him into the Darien Gap. I said, okay, but it has to be top secret. We can't breathe a word about this. And then he actually said it on an interview. And then I watched your show 2 days ago with RFK. And that was why I messaged you. What's going on? Is this guy, he's just Team Blue, right? And so I watched the video clips that you did with RFK, and I was like, you know, I actually don't want to take him into the Darien Gap. You know,
I think he's really smart, but I think he's trying to play both sides. He fired Kucinich, who's a liberal, but I think means well, and hired the CIA operative. And all I'm saying is that he looks like he's trying to play both sides. We don't need that right now. So I think the jury's out. But anybody that's lukewarm, God spits them out of their mouth. So go ahead and make your point.
My point is exactly what you said on your show 2 days ago. And you were playing the videos. You need to say exactly who you are. You know, like, for instance, his statement about Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was something like, I will not take your guns. That's not how I want to hear it. I want to hear, I will defend Second Amendment to the letter, period, right?
Well, let's go further. First, he said, I will take the guns. Now he says, I won't. He's to say, I repudiate what I said before. This is where I stand. Exactly.
But he said, I will not take your guns. He didn't say, I will defend your guns. Those are two different, majorly different statements, right? I want to hear in clear terms, are you going to defend the Second Amendment? Not just will you not attack it. I want to hear
I agree. He needs to run his flag up and say exactly what his, we need his, platform. We need a platform now, or I declare war on him next week. I want his platform within 100 hours, or we declare war on him.
I'm down with you, Alex. I mean, your judgment has just been too good over the years, too. I mean, I'm with you then. The bottom line is,
Well, keep going. I'm interrupting. Keep going. We got 13 minutes left. Go ahead.
He needs to make absolutely clear statements of where he stands, right, on these sorts of things. Now, I read his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. That was a fantastic book. I've recommended it to so many people. I put it on my site many times. Everybody should read that book. We should have capital trials for what has happened. And Netanyahu is a member of that cabal, by the way. And so, and of course, RFK has fought against the vax. But he's still in that globalist camp. He needs to very clearly state in front of everybody, if he wants our support, and I will support him if I think he's hardcore and if he's really going that direction. But you know,
right, he needs to declare independence. But I interrupted you 20 minutes ago. Finish up with Israel and Netanyahu using Jews for guinea pigs with the shots and saying we're using them as guinea pigs. And then let's get back to the other subjects.
Well, you said let's go to the 35,000 foot view. Let's go to that. Now there's a lot of energy off the coast there of Gaza, right? That people have wanted that energy for years. I was actually at the Israeli ambassador's residence years ago during a break of Iraq or Afghanistan or something. They invited me. Interestingly, I ended up over in Israel in a thing with Netanyahu was there and that sort of thing. And it was interesting. People were talking about that energy off the coast of Gaza. Very interesting. And so now they wish to build a canal through Panama, sort of like the Suez Canal. The map is drawn. It will not go through Gaza, but it goes straight through right by the name I can never pronounce, the city I've been to, Sderot, S-D-E, to that town. I still can't pronounce its name for some reason. But the canal goes right by that town, right by the corner of Gaza there, right? And that gas, think about it, the gas is right off the coast, and they want to build the canal right there, right by where the gas fields are, right? Not a coincidence. This is Silk Road 2.0. And we know that Benjamin Netanyahu is buddy-buddy with Pfizer and the rest of the big pharma, and he was bragging about getting Israel to be the test guinea pigs for this, right? Israel was literally targeted by Netanyahu. He literally pushed the jab into – he's done more damage to Jews than probably Hitler by the time this is over. And that's no exaggeration, and you know that. A lot of people will go crazy with that statement, but let's just wait and see. He encouraged millions of people to jab. You know, he's up there still pushing it. And so the bottom line is it's clear that they're doing a genocide in Gaza right now, but at the same time, they're genociding Israel, both of them.
It's clear Netanyahu is blackmailed and controlled.
Clearly, he's just one of them. He is clearly in the enemy field. There's no question about it. And that those gas fields and that canal will be part of what Panama and Netherlands and other vital terrains are, right? It'll be big arteries for energy and resources to flow through. And that's what you talk about all the time. You talk about nitty gritty and you get the microscope out sometimes. And other times, you know, you jump up to the orbital view. This is orbital view. They're doing genocides. Genocides are unfolding. Local genocides around the world are unfolding. Now you see, you see the big rally yesterday. One of my friends was at it in Washington, basically continue the attack. He's a good guy, but I think he's been taken in. And the bottom line is this is a nested genocide. While Gaza's being genocided now, the world, like what happened with Fallujah, the war in Iraq didn't really kick off in a big way until we attacked Fallujah twice. We attacked it that first time in April of 2004, and the war absolutely exploded after the contractors were killed. And then we attacked it again in Operation Phantom Fury starting in October of 2004, and the war absolutely
exploded. So you said
exploded.
Weeks ago, we're walking into a trap. How do you see this unfolding?
I see it unfolding with the, going with my paradigm. My paradigm is they wish to depopulate Gaza and take that energy. And depopulate Israel of Israelis and build that canal and put, you know, the people they wish to have there, whoever that is, to be there. Maybe some skeleton crew of Israelis who can run things. But the bottom line is there's clearly a nested, like a Pushka doll genocide. Hit the people in Gaza, and then the world is a huge amounts of the world are becoming angry at Jews everywhere. I mean, I'm going to end up having to hide my Jewish friends at this point. Not to mention, many of our other non-Jewish friends, just white people in general. That's clearly what's coming.
Well, that's my next point. Clearly the corporate media is pro-Palestine. The corporate media is the enemy. But it doesn't mean we didn't support Netanyahu. It's part of a larger dialectic. Biden gave all those billions to Iran. This is a big setup.
It's a huge setup. Look, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, did not respond to that attack on October 7th until 7 or 8 hours later. Listen, it only takes 6 minutes for the slowest crew on planet Earth to get a Black Hawk from a cold engines to wheels off the ground. 6 minutes, that's for the slowest crew on planet Earth, new crew that hasn't flown much, right? Serious crews will do it a lot faster than
and
that.
And they've got 200 Black Hawks.
Right.
Hundreds of Apaches, hundreds of Cobras. Israel is crawling with attack helicopters. I've seen the estimates. They think five attack helicopters would have knocked out most of that Hamas.
Their special operation should have been slinging lead in, I don't know, 10 or 15, 20 minutes, depending on how far away the attacks were. They should have been slinging hard lead within 20 or 30 minutes. They should have had huge. By the way, on January 6th, I noticed the same thing. I was there watching that thing unfold, and I'm like, where's the reinforcements? I mean, Fort Bragg, by now, we could have had troops in them from Alaska by now. And yet they were allowing it to unfold. No reinforcements came to the Capitol on January 6th. I'm sitting here, you know, as somebody who's seen a lot of combat with U.S. forces, I thought people from somewhere, if not the local forces, of course, you could have had the 82nd Airborne in there in the amount of time. You know, the sun was going down and they still had not cleared
the Capitol. But let's explain what goes on in those military bases. Israel's surrounded. They had intel from Egypt they were going to be attacked the next week. They have hundreds and hundreds of attack helicopters loaded with missiles, loaded with ammunition. And then 7-8 hours goes by and not one helicopter launches. And they're all just sitting there. I mean, that's preposterous.
This casus belli, you know, it was Gleiwitz. It was another Gleiwitz moment, right? I mean, that's exactly what it was.
You know about Gleiwitz? The attack started World War II with Poland, Operation Himmler, where the Germans attacked their own radio station, blamed the Poles, and started World War
II. That's right. It was a Gleiwitz. It was a World War II moment. I mean, that's exactly what just happened. I mean, the bottom line is,
yeah,
you know,
so
of course,
probably Netanyahu, whoever's in control, maybe
Germans,
he didn't know.
Germans and Gleiwitz and blamed it on the Poles.
Yeah, now, so they were literally having a Gleiwitz meeting. Start over with Gleiwitz.
But at the same time, looks like we lost contact.
No, we're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and so I hope, okay, yep, I hear you.
Michael,
and
start over with Gleiwitz. Yeah, people don't know about Gleiwitz. Tell them about Gleiwitz.
Yeah, Gleiwitz. I mean, that was an operation staged by the Nazis and wherein Germans killed Germans dressed in Polish uniforms and then, you know, put it up on the news. Yeah, of course, they had journalists, you know, coming around saying, oh, you know, the Polish just killed all these Germans. And the Polish got riled up and said, let's go kill the Polish, right? And so they invaded Poland. I mean, Poland was devastated. Nobody suffered more in World War II than Polish. Not even Russians and not Jews. It was Poland. Poland was, I lived in Poland for 2 years.
Ground zero.
When I was in special forces, the two A teams I was on were actually, I trained for 3 years to parachute into Poland and fight the Soviets. And then after the army, I lived in Poland for 2 years. I'm very well aware of their history. And basically in Operation Gleiwitz that the Nazis just staged an attack. We see what happened in Gaza in October. By the way, let's rewind back to Darien Gap. On October 7th, the attack unfolded. On October 6th in the Darien Gap, the Costa Rican and Panamanian presidents were down in the Darien Gap announcing that they're going to increase the flows through the Darien Gap. So before that attack happened in Gaza on October 7th, or in Israel on October 7th, two new camps were being built in the Darien Gap. And I've been down there. I chartered an airplane and flew over them, went down in the jungle and looked at them. There's two new camps. Invasion camps being built in the Darien right now, as we speak. They are increasing the flow dramatically. And so, you see what's happening in the Darien Gap right now. It's quite intense. And that's just the gap. I'm up here in Guatemala.
You're saying they're scaling up by January to 1 million a month.
I'm not saying by January by 1 million a month, but by 10,000, a good 10,000 per day can come through by January.
But we're talking about 1 million a month across the Texas border.
Oh, easily. That can happen. Now, when I said 1 million a month, I said, you know, wait until as things continue to build, you can see that by late 2024, early 2025, it can easily be 1 million a month. I'm just watching the infrastructure being built. I'm watching the physical infrastructure being built down, for instance, in Panama. But keep in mind, a huge number of the people coming through South and Central America actually will fly to places like Nicaragua. Every day as we speak, there's people landing in Nicaragua, right? And they go from Nicaragua and they'll fly to Mexico or fly to other places.
All right,
places.
Michael Yon, stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go. And as soon as you get those reporters on, even if it's tomorrow, I know they smashed their equipment when they get back to Florida. I want them on the show tomorrow because this is important. But you show your smarts because nobody talks about that. Operation Himmler, which was Gleiwitz. The Germans launched World War II by attacking their own radio base, dressing up Jews in Polish military uniforms, shooting them, newsreels, and that's how World War II started. And Israel, people running it, I believe have launched Operation Gleiwitz. In fact, they let them infiltrate, kidnap, and leave. I believe they paid those people, and they're now basking in the sun.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products,
and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Bookmark his site on Twitter at Michael_Yon. MichaelYon.com. MichaelYon.locals.com. All right, Michael. I got some news I'm going to hit after you leave us, and Agestos has taken over in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today. Owen Schroyer's not there. He's in federal prison for free speech, the judge said. But you're giving us a view from space. Forget 35,000 foot. How is Operation Glywitz going for the globalists that obviously ordered Israel to do the stand down, and what's happening? What do you expect next?
It's working. I mean, the Glywitz is clearly working for Israel. I mean, we could just call it Israeli Glywitz at this point. Clearly both sides or the many major sides are gathering energy, whether that's Turkey, whether that's, and keep in mind, Turkey and others have a lot of influence here in Central America and across the United States and Europe. And they're all getting angry and riled up. And, as are, you know, keep in mind, again, something that's important. A lot of people don't realize how many connections there actually are. Like there are a lot of, Hezbollah in Venezuela. There's a part of Syria where they speak Spanish in Syria. They speak Spanish because people that had come over generations ago to Venezuela have now gone back to Syria, but speaking Spanish, but they're actually Hezbollah who speak Spanish natively, right? Got the native body language and everything. They just blow right in. We have Venezuela right now, very close partners with CCP and Russia. Russia would be the most junior partner of those three. Of course, there's Iran, CCP, and Russia all are deeply entwined with Venezuela, right? That's a big deal. You can expect eventually a war, an energy war with Guyana next door to Venezuela, which is all related to this, right? Most people have never even heard anything about what I just said, the coming war with Guyana at some point between Venezuela. That's actually, it'll be a CCP war, obviously, right? And so, for instance, Venezuela right now is fielding drones, making their own drones there with technology that's been supplied to them, on and on and on. So it's not like this war is going to be confined to the parking lot of Gaza and Israel. Oh, no. That's a parking lot surrounded by stadiums full of angry people who are already...
Gaza is the detonator.
Yeah, the people that might kill people in the United States and across the world in Europe might be literally their neighbors in the same floor of the condominiums, right? You know, they know where the Jews live. It's like two doors down. You know, seriously, that's how intertwined everybody is. Like,
and it's good
water.
To see all these liberal Jews figure it out. They're all buying guns all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're a little late, right? They're a little late, and I don't plan to spread. Spill any of my blood, protecting blue Jews, the conservative Jewish people who I have numerous close friends and I work with every day. Absolutely. We're in it shoulder to shoulder, brothers and sisters. But these people that caused this, all they will do is cause more problems. That's all they'll do. They won't get any smarter. This is just the nature of a lot of them. And one thing that people need to be aware of as this proceeds, we are clearly going into a very serious series of wars. Every coward in your ranks, you got to get rid of them. Cowards are natural traitors, period. You look at Biden, he's a natural coward. He's a crook. You look at many of the people that are selling us out, they're cowards. They just go with the winds, whatever the winds say, whatever the wind sock says, they do it. You must get rid of the cowards. We need to, you know, build up more people like you, Alex. Your force multiplying is very important. What you're doing, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking your model and I'm force multiplying with Muckraker and others. I'm just helping them out, helping them get their way. And I'm telling them the force multiply. We must find good people and supply them with energy so that they can force multiply. Get the word out and make your networks. Get rid of all the cowards. You can't have Dr. Smith on your spaceship. It will crash.
The traitor is the plague, to quote the famous Roman historian Michael Yon, Michael_Yon, michaelyon.com. Thank you so much. If you can get those heroes on tomorrow or throughout the week, please do. God bless you and be safe.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Hope to see you in Austin.
Talk to you soon. Yeah, he lives right outside Austin. All right, Kate Daly's about to take over. I got a few final things to say. When we come back, Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. Man, our border is gone. And his reporters just got kidnapped, by the grace of God, released. The cartels were smart to release them.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to Infowars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
You know my website, it's InfoWars.com, and it is jam-packed with important news. If you truly want to be an informed American, it's better than any newspaper you'll find out there. You've got mainstream alternative news, government documents, posted emails, streaming audio, streaming video. I'm pretty proud of this site. It's Infowars.com. You'll definitely want to visit it.
Ukrainian troops, there wasn't much of a fight here. They left their equipment. These are, for example, T-64 tanks, all of them in working order. They're now being evacuated from here by the Russian military, which has taken over. Where they're being taken, we haven't been told. But again, these are our tanks all in working order. Over there, there's an arsenal. So small arms, rocket-propelled grenades, vast quantities of ammunition also left behind. You can see armored personnel carriers as well as all manner of trucks that have been left here. Where all these Ukrainian troops have gone is something that nobody knows. They may have mingled with the civilian population or moved further west. Towards where the front lines are and where certain Ukrainian elements of their military are still putting up a fight. And this is a vast Ukrainian military field camp that was abandoned by the troops here. From what we've been told, there were 3,000 to 4,000 Ukrainian servicemen stationed here. None were left by the time the Russian military arrived. As you can tell, they left in a tremendous hurry all over the place. Our personal documents, IDs of Ukrainian troops. Also, military uniforms. Apparently the soldiers here shook off these, left them here, and put on civilian clothing before.
The report goes on endlessly with hundreds and hundreds of yards of empty fields. giant weapons depots. The Ukrainians have turned and run. And that's why they shifted gears into the new Israeli war to distract from the failure of NATO there. The globalists are weak. They're traitors. Kate Daly's about to take over. The War Room, 3 p.m. Central with the guest host who normally hosts American Journal weekday mornings, 8 a.m., is Harrison Smith. Owen is in jail. The judge said in his sentencing document for his free speech. You're like, well, that's discrediting. That's tyranny. Well, Trump's under trial in a bunch of trials without juries, just like I dealt with. This is the tyranny we now live under. Our republic is on its knees. We have to admit it. And we got to ask the people serving the system, stop serving it. You're enabling your own destruction. Kate Daly, great syndicated talk show host, amazing lady, always has incredible analysis and guests, is about to take over. I didn't plug last hour. I need to plug right now. We have great products that are incredible that you need, but you have to make the decision to get them, and it keeps us on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get my new book, either signed or unsigned. The signed copy is the fundraiser to know you kept us on air. We wouldn't be on air without the last book and people that bought the signed copy. I want to commend people that did that. I want to encourage those that didn't get the last book or the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, twice as long as the last book. Get a signed copy. If you want to keep us on air, it's up to you to make the decision right now. InfoWarsStore.com. And you know you are supporting us. I salute those that have, but I want to encourage the other 99% that never buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com to get Ultra 12, highest quality organic pharmaceutical grade B12 under the tongue. Incredible. You need it. The best rated water filtration at the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Platinum, 3 private labeled, already best-selling national products. HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million. Silver Bullet, the best you're going to get. InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality sold out. Does great things for libido. Doesn't matter. We have female. It's the same thing with a pink label. Super Female Vitality. Want to keep us on air? Get that. Super Film Vitality, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I am going to now hand the baton to the mighty Kate Daly, and then in about 50 minutes from now, we're going to have Harrison Smith hosting the War Room. Please stay with us.
Thank you, Alex. Really appreciate that. I like that. Mighty. That was awesome. Hey, I'm so glad that you're tuned in today.
Let me interrupt. The truth is mighty. You're reaching millions of people as mighty. We've been vindicated. You are mighty.
You're so sweet. Thank you. You make me blush. Thank you.
That's true.
I really appreciate that. You're mighty. I really appreciate you. Thanks, Alex. Let's go down a rabbit hole. This rabbit hole is really basically about next week. I won't be here next week. So I wanted to do this with you and kind of take you down a rabbit hole that JFK 60th, can you believe that? The 60th anniversary is coming up here next week, November 22nd. And I wanted to hit a rabbit hole in maybe a little bit of a different way today. I want to talk a little bit about Marilyn, maybe some things you didn't know, and also Playboy. I know it's crazy, but I got to tie it in. That's what started this whole thing. And then, of course, The Inheritance, which is a great book by Christopher and Michelle Fulton. And he was going to join me, but he couldn't at the last minute. So I want to talk about his book called The Inheritance. It's the subtitle is Poisoned Fruit of the JFK Assassination. And it is amazing. It's an amazing read. So here's the deal. I was going down the rabbit hole of Playboy a little bit because I thought that Playboy might have been a CIA op, actually, just to kind of go brass tacks with you. So it was interesting when I was going down and studying a little bit more about Hugh Hefner. And obviously, you know, he went to college. He had a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, double minor in creative writing. And then he graduated. And of course, before that, in 1944, he actually had enlisted in the Army right out of high school. And he was an infantry clerk and then worked on various military newspapers at Camp Adair in Salem, Oregon. And he was discharged in 46, and in 1952, he left his job as copywriter. He got a copywriter job for Esquire right out of the military. Seems that a lot of folks were in certain in certain places in the military. They were kept in, you know, a lot of people, even Paul Newman, certain places in the military, like certain jobs, okay, and maybe groomed a little bit. This was right around the time of the CIA coming forward. So groomed a little bit in acting, propaganda, Hollywood, kind of groomed to be stars in writing. They were just about to unleash this very, very large propaganda machine, even worse than World War II. So we're coming into that time. The reason that Hugh Hefner was famous and got this off the ground was because he got a hold of the nude photos of Marilyn Monroe. And you have to ask yourself, how did he do that? How did he get those photos? This guy is little known, little job, little nothing. But he got Marilyn Monroe's nude photos, okay? And she was just coming onto the scene and becoming very popular at that point. How did he get them? That's my biggest question, okay? But that's what launched him. He even bought the crypt next to her to pay homage to her. A very weird guy. But anyway, this is what kind of sparked me looking at Marilyn a lot closer and what Marilyn truly was. And it has a lot to do with Russia, actually, and some different things that were pretty strange. Yeah. So this is kind of fascinating, but the first, okay, so he launches out, Hugh Hefner launches out with that first episode of his magazine and gets very, very popular. And then he gets certain interviews that he gets to do and so forth, okay, certain interviews. But it's interesting because you look at Marilyn and you look at her background. So let me take you down this really quick before I get to the JFK thing. Marilyn admitted that her father was Charles Stanley Gifford, and he was Gladys Pearl Monroe's, Marilyn Monroe's boss at Consolidated Films. We'll come right back to this in just a moment on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with me. You're going to want to hear this.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. go to their store, support them, do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man, get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, and I'm really glad to be with you. In fact, next week, I have a lot of on my website, I'll have a lot of the truth abouts, you know, my deep dives, my homework, if you will, katedalyradio.com. You're welcome to visit that. So I love the deep dives. I love research, but let me go back to Marilyn. Marilyn, her biological father, was her mother's boss at Consolidated Films at the time of her birth in 1926. And so it kind of tells you a little bit about maybe being groomed for this industry, a little bit more than just plucking somebody out of obscurity, right, to become famous. The interesting part about her is that they kept saying in her biographies that she worked at a factory in 1944. And it was a defense plant. In fact, some of the interviews came out, they're like, no, she worked at the defense plant. I mean, they just call it the factory. And it was reported that she had several different jobs, which nobody could really agree on what actual job she had. David Conover was the one that was taking random photos, just random pictures at the plant, who captured her with dirt on her face and her hair in a hanky. And she, you know, if you go back to the original pictures of Norma Jean, she really wasn't that gorgeous. She didn't stand out of a crowd. And I know everybody keeps trying to tell us she did. But if you really go back and look at her, not so much. I mean, she was really kind of plain Jane. He takes a photo of her, he says, and then all of a sudden this launches this big career into modeling. And I want to talk about that for just a moment before we get into the JFK thing. Because my big question is, was she a spy? Ha. Huh. We're going to get to that. Conover actually, in many different interviews and bios, it talked about him working for intelligence and working for the government. So he was there to take photos for a specific reason, okay? So Conover says she had curly ash blonde hair and her face was smudged with dirt, and I just thought she was this beauty queen. Sure. Anyway, so this is what we're told, and that was the photo that sparked her career. And Emmeline Snively, what a name. Emmeline Snively was this person who launched her, right? So she quits her job and she pursues modeling, and she has this sort of natural beauty they kept telling us over and over again. And this was the Blue Book Model Agency. Blue Book Model Agency. Interesting name. So then Monroe said the casting directors and all the people had a real problem with her look. So if you're looking at her right now, she was the chinless wonder. She had to have chin augmentation using bovine cartilage. She was also said to have undergone plastic surgery on the tip of her nose. Initial modeling card said that when she was 20 years old and married, that this big star that she needed cosmetic work and that there was nothing very special about her. Why? Because she was short. She was a size 12. So she wasn't model material at all. She was very, very short. And they also had to go about removing her widow's peak. So not only did they end up giving her plastic surgery, changing her hair, which was very curly, they ended up having to do all this work to her, okay? This work on her, I should say. And she said she took all these classes from Snively. She started training with her. She was even sent off for a while into some sort of training school. And then they also say very little is known about these modeling years, probably because they were grooming her and training her to do a specific job. That's why there's very, very little information about her. You know, there's so many pretty women out there that it's kind of interesting that they talk about her in this way, that they had to change almost everything about her in order to get her even a job in modeling and in acting. But that's how it went down. They took a person who was very plain and they made her into the character of Marilyn Monroe. Emmeline Snively, I believe, was her handler. She stayed with her every step of the way. Usually when you leave at the first job you get at a modeling agency, you're not tied to the apron strings of this person. But she was. She continued on and on to be this. She also took classes at the Strasberg Agency for Acting, which was sort of, they have a background, let's say, with Russia, okay, the Strasberg. So she took all these classes. She's a very short size 12 brunette with a widow's peak who needs plastic surgery and a diet, but they pick her out of obscurity and say she's the next big thing because her career was absolutely launched, 100%, okay? And the person that took those pictures of her, 100% was intelligence, okay? So this whole storyline of her working in this defense factory and the girls that worked in the defense factory, it was interesting. Now, I know you're going to say, well, a lot of people worked in defense factories back in the day. That's true. It was just kind of odd that it's never really mentioned a lot. It's just she worked at a factory. I also want to talk too about the fact who really was she. So the thoughts of her actually delivering information that her murder was much more something to keep her quiet. It wasn't the overdose everybody thinks it was. Was her Russian code name Masha? Did she help with secret communications regarding the president's effort to end the Cold War, and she ultimately paid for it with her life? The CIA, the Pentagon, Washington's powerful were pretty outraged when they were forced to endure President Kennedy's choosing civilians, especially women, to operate on the highest levels of national security. And the code had always been no outsiders, but the president's methods were actually working. You know, every time I'm shoved a narrative down my throat, and I mean, at every turn, right? All you ever heard was he was a womanizer. He was a womanizer. He was a womanizer. It's kind of interesting because I usually think, okay, why am I being force-fed this so deeply? Okay. And were the women more or less spies that, he counted on for information? So their meetings, their liaisons were not so much sexual. They could have been, but not so much sexual, but as information getting. Okay. Because if you have to work around the CIA and you want to out the CIA for the monster they've become just in that short 13 years, then what would you do? You would probably have to go to outside sources. So I guess he was okay with, if this is true, with just being the guy that's the womanizer, right? And then Jackie stayed with him because he was a womanizer. That's the official story. But the problem with all of that is that, you know, he had to kind of come up with this covert network of spies, right? And you choose somebody like Marilyn Monroe. Why would you choose somebody like Marilyn Monroe? Well, maybe she was set up as a spy. Maybe her training classes were for that purpose, to absolutely train her. We know that many actresses during this time were actual double agents. They actually, I can't remember the name of the one that invented, like Bluetooth, invented wireless, but the Bluetooth faction. So it's kind of, it sparks this, Hollywood was sort of this vehicle where the actresses and actors could go back and forth to all these different countries and no one would suspect anything. No one would suspect that they were giving information and getting information and going back because they met all the time, right? With politicians. Politicians in Hollywood always had this relationship. This very, very strong relationship. Because who's going to suspect Marilyn Monroe of being a spy? Probably nobody. Was her code name Masha? Very interesting, right? Maybe now you know why she met her death so early on. Maybe she wanted to spill that. Who knows? I'll be right back. I have more. I'll be right back. It gets more interesting. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from Kate Daly.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ben? back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you today. I like deep dives, I like homework, and I like research. And so when people suddenly become famous or have access to all the right people without years of hard luck, I'm always interested in digging deeper. It doesn't always mean that something's afoot. But when I looked at Hugh and I looked at Marilyn, it never made sense. Their stories never made sense. You don't take somebody off the street that needs that much plastic surgery and that much work to straighten her curly hair and to do all of these things and totally change her, 100% totally change her, and then say that, oh yeah, she just caught everybody's eye because she was that special. There's a lot of girls. So why pick somebody like that unless they're supposed to be there, unless they're trained to be there. And in this time of World War II, post-World War II, we had the CIA, we had the OSS and the CIA, and they were working hard. They were working hard developing their brand of treason and taking over America. And so, of course, when you have people like Hugh Hefner and Marilyn, who they sway culture, they have influence, the kind of influence that should always be questioned. That's when I say, you know what? You got to look at this. And with the anniversary of 60 years next week, I had a lot of stuff on space, but I wanted to do this today because I know you'll all be sitting around the table, Thanksgiving. This probably maybe not the information to bring up, might be kind of dividing to tell you the truth, but just so you know, maybe some of these things that you're aware of. And, it makes the story a little more, interesting to reflect on 60 years later, when we still are not going to get a hold of a lot of this evidence, which I'm going to get to in a moment. So there was the book that came out by David Pitts called Jack and Lem. And it was Jack and his best friend, Lem. Now, when Jack Kennedy was in the office of the presidency, you really didn't hear much about Lem. Lem was his very, 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 very best friend. Okay. And the historians say that they were childhood friends. They weren't childhood friends. They met in high school, actually. When Jack was a freshman in high school, or a sophomore. But what's interesting about this is that I noticed that the book Jack and Lem talked about the liaisons, because this was written obviously post everything, but it was the liaisons were mentioned, but Marilyn was never mentioned. There were certain key people that were completely left out of the book. And it made me kind of wonder about that because she was one of the more famous liaisons, right? Right. Even thoughts that maybe she was with both Kennedy. Who knows? But let me just say that these guys were super best friends. And so they actually wrote a book about it. David Pitts did. And this actually comes from the narrative. So Kirk LeMoyne Lem Billings, he went by Lem, but his name was Kirk LeMoyne. He actually repeated his senior year so that he and Kennedy could graduate from school together in 1935 so he could stay behind with him. Historians say that they were like childhood friends, but they weren't. They met at the school. Childhood is like when you're little, you know, but that's not the case. In the summer of 1937, Billings and Kennedy took a summer trip through Europe, which they said solidified their friendship. For 2.5 months, they traveled Europe together and even bought a dog together. In 1961, Billings declined Kennedy's offer to appoint him the first head of the Peace Corps, because he said he realized that he didn't want to work for the president because he felt it would change his relationship. Interesting. Billings visited the White House almost every single weekend during the Kennedy administration, during the entire administration. A butler even commented on the fact that Billings was leaving his belongings in one of the third floor guest rooms so often that the first lady replied, "Well, he's been my house guest since I was married." And then sometimes he'd stay for longer periods and the first lady was away. Billings organized the White House dinner parties for the president. He even encouraged Jackie to redecorate the White House, that infamous time. And then when the president traveled, he kept the first lady company. And then sometimes he traveled with the president when the president was away. He was always in the back row at major events. He never had a White House pass. And of course, I found it just kind of interesting. His whole past. He was actually his dying wish. He died of a heart attack in 1965. When he was 65 years old. But his dying wish was that the Kennedy boys would carry his casket to the place of final resting. But he had an interesting and curious. He's in the background of almost every single photo of JFK, and they were these best friends. Now, it's interesting that we kept getting the whole womanizing thing hyped. Very, very interesting. Here in this photo, they're wearing matching bathing suits. It was kind of an interesting thing. So when you look back, but definitely a key role, definitely a key advisor to him, and definitely somebody that was around 24/7. He was invited to every single birthday party, Christmas, Thanksgiving. And JFK knew he was gay. That was outed, early on, and knew he was gay back when they were going to high school, had already known that. And so just, I keep all of these different data points in mind when I'm looking at an overall story, because I know that with the narrative, when they talk about the narrative, it just keeps getting more, in depth, shall we say, right? Because I think a lot of people would not recognize the name Lem Billings. They just would not. So let's move on. Let's go to the inheritance a little bit more. And some of the things I'm mentioning as far as the information on Marilyn Monroe comes from the inheritance. This book is written, and it was an account of somebody that had to do time in prison for carrying a piece of key evidence in the JFK assassination. Now, this is a really big deal, because if everybody remembers back in the day, and I know that you've rehashed the Kennedy thing over and over again, but the reason that I wanted to go there today was because the 60th anniversary, obviously, but this is a key moment. This moment and 9/11 are two key moments in waking up family members to the depth of the deception. This is a really big, big deal. Because if you can understand that there were problems with the narrative, obviously, and the single shooter narrative of Lee Harvey Oswald, if you can understand and grasp that, and if you can see 9/11 and grasp all the holes in that story, then somebody is more prone to wake up. And you're going to be sitting at the holiday table with a whole lot of relatives, I'm sure, in a big old mixture vat of kind of woke, some woke. And then, of course, the moderates, and then, of course, the head in the sands, and then the heads up the rear and everything else, right? You have a whole family of different kinds of awakeness. Should I say, is that a word? And I think getting through to people is key, and this event is very key. Everybody knows that Johnson had been involved and embroiled in a whole lot of criminality, okay? And a lot with the mafia. And Johnson had everything to lose if he wasn't going to be put back on that ticket with JFK. And he wasn't going to be. They had already told him that he was going to be pushed into a corner. That was going to be, he was out. Okay. And there was the consensus that, that the Kennedy brothers wanted to out the CIA. They realized how much power they had accrued just in those short 13 years and realized that they were kind of a monster to deal with. And they wanted to out that. Then you have the monetary thing, which I'm not going to go into. But there were a couple of components here. Johnson could have been to the point where he was going to go to prison for some of the criminality, right? There were some murders in the past and some different things that were going on. But if he was president, if Johnson was president, he knew that he would not have to deal with any of that, right? Because when you're president, I mean, look at King Dingling. When you're president, all the familial crime just sort of gets swept under the rug, okay? So Johnson used Connally to bring the president to Texas, right? And one of Johnson's aides was also responsible for that too. And like I said, you got to get the book The Inheritance, because it'll really open your eyes to more of the vast conspiracy afoot in this whole story, to understand what happened and to really become more awake. This is one of my top reads. I love this book, but by Christopher and Michelle Fulton. But so they had these plans in Texas, and I've interviewed Christopher Fulton before, and he talked about the Secret Service, many of the Secret Service for Kennedy being in on this in order to make, to have that assassination become that assassination and happen, which is really interesting when you get into the depths of that, that there were a lot of people on the take and that they actually worked more for Johnson. When I come back, the piece of information that was the catalyst to the writing of that book and the catalyst to a big piece of information that...
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet.
It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please remember... We are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force and all that make me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. And of course, you know, doing live radio every day, it's kind of interesting because I don't know if anything ever surprises me anymore. You hear stuff, and I'm at that phase after thousands, tens of thousands of hours of research, and it just, nothing would ever surprise me. I'm at that point. And I hope that most Americans actually get at that point. I really do, because it's important for us to wake up. And I hate the term wake up because we use it so often. But the fact is talk about asleep at the wheel and not knowing a lot of this, right? Many people do not. This is going to be like a foreign language to a lot of people in America, even speaking about all of this, because the narrative sounds so good. But the problem with the narrative is, It sounds too simplistic. It doesn't sound real. And it sounds like it's full of holes, and it is. And we all know that. So at some point, people have to be honest with themselves, because when you're lied to, it never sits right. But when you hear truth, you're like, oh, okay, that resonates, right? Okay. And we got to get people up to the plate to realize what's happening in this country. We're running out of time, and we just can't kind of pussyfoot around people anymore. We've got to wake them up. And this is a big wake up moment, because a lot of people listening lived through this. I wasn't alive for this, but let me just tell you, I know a lot of people that lived through this, and it's still cemented in their mind. And then, of course, the narrative is then cemented in their mind, which is even worse, because there's so many lies involved with the narrative. It just could never make sense the way that we're told. So of course, it was Johnson's guy that said, remove the bubble off of the car. And this comes from the book, The Inheritance, by Christopher Fulton, but it talks a lot about, the Pentagon's pre-programmed, pre-planned 10-year war in Vietnam, right? To deter the Russian resolve, right? The domino effect of the spread of communism throughout Asia, and that Johnson had a vested interest that even the night before, when he was meeting with his mistress, allegedly, he talked about the fact that everything was going to change the next day, and that this would be a way for Johnson to escape what could have happened to him and then again propel him into the presidency. This is why he didn't look very shocked when all of this happened, and he was very eager, even on that plane ride, to make sure that he was the new president. Like, we can't go for 5 seconds without a president? Really? Anyway, it was at this time when the CIA was really gaining their control over the presidency. And then you would find that during the Nixon campaign, or during the Nixon years, that the whole reason for Watergate was a distraction, and really the side story of making sure that Nixon didn't thwart any new war plans. Usually it comes to war, right? Because peace doesn't profit. Peace is not good for the government. Only war is. So you have to keep the ongoing wars. So this assassination would give him the prize. Well, the night in the hotel room before, the Secret Service came in and swept for all of his jewelry, took all of his jewelry out off of him for the infamous ride in the car. The problem was that Jackie had gotten a watch out of this Cartier watch, because he had this Omega watch, but Jackie had given him this watch. And this watch was really important key piece of evidence because of what was sort of sprayed onto this watch, okay, in the assassination. And she'd given him this watch, and he had put it on after he was swept for all of his jewelry. For some reason, they wanted all that jewelry off of him. So when he goes down and gets in the car, you can see a picture of him in some of the pictures with a watch on. He wasn't supposed to be wearing a watch. That was a gift from Jackie. But that watch held a lot of secrets. And Kennedy's secretary, Evelyn, had custody of this watch, as this watch was taken off of him before the body was transported. And this watch ended up in the hands of Christopher Fulton. The CIA wanted this piece of information, this piece of evidence, I should say, and he wouldn't give it up, and went through a lot in the custody battle of this piece of information. Even JFK Jr. was also involved in this piece of evidence, trying to get this piece of evidence in his custody. And I think Fulton was more than happy to do that. And he wanted to see him have this piece of evidence. Because I think JFK Jr., I think he was taken out. And I think that there were a lot of different reasons as to why, but he absolutely 100% wanted to make sure the people paid for his father's murder. And I know he knew who was behind it. More or less, that the mafia was involved, that the CIA was involved. And that, of course, they wanted to shut him up. And over the decade of the 60s, from about 1960 to about 1974, you see the CIA take over complete and total control over the presidency. Now, they always had influence, right? The globalists had influence since the turn of the century. But it wasn't until the 60s and the early 70s when the CIA was investigated, right? And they were prone to the hearings. Remember the hearings? They would have never let that happen, except that they were probably letting the rest of Congress know and the rest of the Senate know through those hearings that they had absolutely taken over the presidency. Kissinger had taken over the presidency under Nixon. But the JFK assassination was the precursory to this. It was the warning. It was that this is going to happen to you because we're making sure that we're taking over and you're never going to have any power in that presidency role. That's why when we talk about King Ding-a-ling, King Fraud-a-Lot, he's a walking cadaver. He makes no sense. They want you to see that. They're proud of it. They're almost dangling it in front of you on the daily. They're not hiding it. Normally, they'd be hiding that kind of behavior, right? To protect him. Oh, no, they want you to see it for a reason. And they want you to know that they have control. It's kind of their way to say, oh, you know, he doesn't look like old Joe. And no, he got a facelift at 80, sure. And all of these weird things and that are going on that the naked eye can see, that we can all see. But what's so fascinating about it is that they want you to see it. They're pretty much telling you. They have complete and total control. So don't even think that he's doing a thing, right? And they're going to show you all of his screw ups too. But what's fascinating about that key piece of evidence too is that it still exists, that this watch has evidence and you can find out why and what kind of evidence that watch holds. Key piece of information right there, for this case. You can see that in The Inheritance. I liked this book because I like books that give you a different angle that rings true. And you go, you know, so far all the pieces have never made sense until now. And when I look at this whole, when you take this sort of, bird's eye approach to this and you're looking down and you're looking at all the pieces, it makes a heck of a lot more sense that Marilyn Monroe was a spy, that she was used for certain purposes. They didn't just pick her out of obscurity and completely change her look to become this sort of, oh, you caught our eye. You're a model and actress. Come on. She went to the Strasbourg acting school. A lot of people that came out of that were working for the agency, I believe. And there was so much there in Hollywood at the time. If you go back, a lot of the actors in Hollywood at that time were sort of groomed out of the military and only spent a couple of years in the military, never doing any frontline service, and then being propelled into pictures. Now, if you know actors, they work a long time to get those pivotal roles, right? Hardworking actors that are sort of from the ground up trying to make their way. But there were a lot of handlers involved and a lot of people involved. And so there was so much more to the JFK assassination. And on the 60th anniversary of that deadly event in history, I hope that we can all wake up maybe a little bit more, look at more of the depths of the lies that went on. Why were we told over and over and over again some of these things about the narrative? Why was it so important to believe the opposite of what the story held? Why is that? You know, even Lem Billings, what a weird story, because nobody knew that name in the 60s. Nobody knew who he was. He was in the background of all the photos, but nobody understood that he had a room at the White House and he lived at the White House. Very strange story on top of it all. Marilyn Monroe, on the other hand, could have never just been plucked out of obscurity. They had to change her. They had to take off her widow's peak and actually completely change her. There's no way that this sort of shorter, heavier set person was a model. We have to look at all of this through fresh eyes and not be surprised by anything, because when it comes to the narrative, I'm not surprised anymore at all. And I continuously find things where I'm like, I should have recognized that, or I should have known that. And I hope we can all get to be open to taking in information. Doesn't mean it's all true, but it means that we should be open to it at least. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. So happy to spend some time with you today. KateDalyRadio.com for more. Thank you.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.